I'm sorry. First of all, April 1st is when the amateurs come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not falling for this one.
What do you mean? There's nothing to fall for.
They gave me a spot, an endorsement, that's supposed to start today. Nobody checked with me.
All right, that part sounds unreal.
They want me to do an endorsement for a wheelbarrow.
Well, wait. Hang on.
And I'm looking at it. I don't know if this is Billy trying to pull one on me.
Billy the Kid?
Yeah. Because I'm supposed to record a 30-second spot. And then I think the live ones start tomorrow or next Monday or whatever.
Okay.
It's got too many words that end in ER in it.
For a wheelbarrow? Barrel?
And sales already knows that I don't do endorsements for anybody unless I've done business with them.
Right.
Or I've used their product, i.e. Or e.g. or whatever their letters are. For example.
There you go.
Rodney Anderson. I did my first home loan with him and then started the endorsements. The Frankels I met with, they helped out Joanne Jackson, widow of a fallen Dallas officer. They helped her out because she was rear-ended. And the company, they weren't going to help her out. Ah, your back pain, that's self-tissue. That's hard to prove. And they stretched that out for over a year until the Frankels jumped on them.
And then?
And then they didn't get her millions, but they got what she deserved. They got her what she deserved.
They did what they do.
Pro Flowers. I was using Pro Flowers before.
Mm-hmm.
D&M, I met with them before I started the endorsements. Who else did I do? I don't want to piss anybody off.
Pro Flowers, you already mentioned.
Star Power.
Yeah, Star Power.
Oh, yeah. I was doing business with David Pigeon 4 or 5 years before I started the endorsements. So the sales department knows, don't just hand me copy. Hey, read this, monkey. Here's money. Read, monkey.
Right.
Monkey want money?
Mm-hmm.
Monkey got money.
Ooh, ooh.
Monkey don't need money.
Mm-mm.
We all know the hardest part of any project is the heavy lifting. It's back-breaking work. But now, I have the Works Aero Cart. Works with an X.
All right.
Chloe, did you and Alfie write this?
No.
All right, then I'm going back to Billy. This 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier.
Okay.
Makes it so I can move the heaviest loads all by myself. The Aero Cart is a wheelbarrow, trailer mover. See? Another er.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Did you miss what I was talking about earlier?
No, I knew what you were saying, but now it's just more clear, especially when you say trailer mover.
Trailer mover. Plant and rock mover.
Oh.
The 8-in-1 Aero Cart gives you the power to lighten every load and is a must-have tool for everyone, for every home. Find the new Works Aero Cart in the garden section at your local Home Depot. Okay. And no more errs in there.
I was going to say, it didn't seem that...
Well, but this is Billy. It's his first go-round of trying to pull one over.
Yeah, but if it is him and this is his first, he's got 20 ones that he's been subjected to go on. So you would think he could just use one of those as a template and be like, oh, this is how you do it.
So you don't smell a hose job. That sales would just hand me something and go, hey, do an endorsement for a wheelbarrow.
That does
seem wheelbarrow.
Odd, yes.
I'm pretty sure this is real, man.
Is Billy in the studio?
Billy, I think, is in one of the side studios right now. I can go hunt him down if you want.
Well, let me see if I've got a cell.
Let me see this copy.
How's this phone thing go? Phone. Contacts. Billy. Oh, Billy. Billy. Brian Purdy. Brian O'Garrow. Billy the Kid. I guess this is it. I'll just put it on speaker. I don't have time to dial through our phone.
I hope this is not a hose job. This actually sounds cool.
I think hello?
Billy.
Yeah.
It's Russ. I've got you on the speakerphone on my cell.
Oh, okay. Great.
Did you ride this wheelbarrow spot?
Did I get it?
No, I've got a wheelbarrow spot that sounds like a hose job that you're trying to pull on me. Did you get one, too?
Yeah, I got one. I thought you were trying to do something stupid to me. I'm not reading it. No way. Just making me, like, weird things. You're trying to get me. This is one of your things. That's for us. You think I'm just going to read it? Like, no, not anymore. I'm not falling for it again.
Hang on. I got one, too.
Oh, right. Wait, what's your thing? Is there every other word er?
It's got a bunch of ers in it.
Yeah. Russ, come on. I know you're trying to get me.
All right. Where are you right now?
I'm going down to the American Airlines Center.
To do what?
A broadcast for the Ariana Grande show. I'm even scared. I don't even know. I want to say anything right now. You're going to take me and just get me again and just use it against me.
Well, first of all, the quality's not good on the cell. The what Grande show?
No, I'm not saying it. I don't know.
What is it?
Is Ariana?
Musical production.
Is Ariana?
I don't know what it is. Yep, that's it.
My God.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Jeez, you have got him so gun shy. Actually, that's not even the right phrase. Just paranoid.
Well, a wheelbarrow.
Well, not according to this. It's 8-in-1 all-purpose lifter carrier. Yeah, okay, that does sound pretty bad. Lifter carrier mover.
I mean, this. You could add a dando in here someplace, and it would almost fit.
Yeah.
Alfie, you know anything about this?
I know a bit. I know that.
Is it a bit?
No. It's not a bit. I know a little bit about it.
Well, why did you say something?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know fully what it is, but if it is something that you're trying to get Billy on, I don't know. I don't want to stay out of it.
I'm not trying to get Billy on anything.
I think they're both in the dark on this, Alfie.
All right. All I know is there's a couple of these products that they delivered up here. And
are there wheelbarrows up here?
Yes, they delivered two wheelbarrows up here.
Well, that still could be part of the bit.
I don't think so. Why would they go through all that trouble?
Is it?
Well, first of all, I know Billy didn't go to this. But sales is not just going to hand me a copy for something without. First of all, I think it's illegal to endorse a product without you having actually used that product.
Yeah.
But that's only been for the past. I think the FCC instituted that a few years ago.
Yeah, that's a newer thing.
But that's always been my template is.
Yeah.
If I haven't used it or I haven't used their services, I'm not doing the endorsement.
Right.
Otherwise, to me, the endorsement is a lie. You're just taking money to read copy.
Alfie, the two wheelbarrows that are up here, do they look like regular wheelbarrows?
No.
Or do they look like something that would be 8-in-1?
It is an 8-in-1 type system.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly. Sure. This is real. It's like a Swiss Army wheelbarrow. Does it come with knives and crap?
No, there's no knives on it.
Is there a bottle opener?
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Well, go get one.
All right, hold on.
Is it in a box? Is it assembled?
No, it's assembled.
All right. Let me see this 8-1 wheelbarrow.
All right.
Dan, pull up the website. See if Works is even real. I'll raw dog the phones while Alfie's gone. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Russ. That's a legit product. I saw the commercials for it on TV this morning at the gym.
Are you in on this?
No.
What's your name?
Alan. Longtime listener.
What does a wheelbarrow look like?
It's gray. It's got two wheels. It's got like a little lever on the front that acts like a dolly. It's got another attachment that you can put on it to make it like a cart.
That's what Alfie just brought in.
Yeah.
That's what you just described.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, that's what I just pulled up on Home Depot's website as well. It's the same thing that I'm looking at here in the studio, the same thing that's on the website.
It's a nice-ass wheelbarrow. If somebody's going for a bit, they put a lot of effort into this.
Well, they're also actually selling it, so it's kind of a dumb thing. So it's a fine line between ha-ha, hose job, to, hey, this is a viable business now.
Well, I've never used it, so how can I endorse it? What is it? Give me the copy back.
Here it is. Well, have someone sit in it. And, like, we'll clow around. Then, all right, you've used it.
Much more. Really, you guys could take this and just switch a few words out and make this a dando spot. Mm-hmm. Much more than a wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh.
Convenient dolly, bag holder, trailer mover, cylinder carrier, extended dolly, versatile wheelbarrow, plant and rock mover. All-in-one, all-purpose lifter carrier mover that lightens every load.
Yeah, that's dando-esque. Loads.
I mean, I could change the words.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave out aero cart and say, the dando has two oversized, balanced, flat-free tires that make a back-breaking 200-pound load feel like 17 pounds. Ordinary dandos have one wheel. Again, I'm replacing aero cart. These dandos have two oversized wheels, making it twice as stable and super easy to move around. Converts it to a powerful dolly. It will move large potted plants, boulders, and even a trailer.
A trailer?
So it says. That's a good dando.
It's a heavy duty me.
The aero dando. Converts into a tangent. Integrated extension arms fold out to move awkward objects with ease. Impressive 300 load capacity. I think that's not going to hold 300 pounds. Oh. I mean, if it's got...
It's not cheap plastic.
Handle quickly... The dando handle quickly removes to fit into a car or a trunk. Yeah, this is real. I'm going to lose the endorsement anyway because we've turned it into a dando.
They probably don't know what that is.
Oh, a dando is a device.
Don't tell them.
Named after Dan that we turned into a dildo.
Oh.
If you need more topsoil for the garden, digging up a shrub in the front yard, or hauling in firewood, the dando... does all the heavy lifting for you.
That's not what it's called.
Well, it's called the Works Aero Cart. I think dando sounds funnier.
Well, it does.
With lifting, carrying, and moving easier, every project can get done faster with less work and more pleasure. I added the pleasure part. Mandatory close. Ultimate versatility. 8 machines in one. Now you've got the power to lighten every load. Find the new Works Aero. Find the new dando in the garden section at your local Home Dando.
Home Dando.
I know that Priscilla's had one of those boxes sitting behind her desk for I think 3 or 4 days now.
Oh, I saw that sitting back there. I just thought it was something to put paper in. For, like, the recycle boxes up here.
Some guy called while you were bringing the Dando, the
Works
Aero Cart.
That, yeah, while you were bringing it in, he goes, I saw it on TV this morning.
So this is a legitimate...
Well, obviously it is, and now I pissed off the client, and now I have to mess with the endorsement.
You don't know that.
That thing didn't hold 300 pounds.
Who weighs 300 pounds? Have him sit it and wheel him around.
Nobody. Alfie probably weighs the most. He's the tallest. What are you, Alfie, 6'2"?
I'm about 6 foot.
Oh. Come in here.
Okay.
You think we can squeeze Alfie in that? It's not that Alfie's big. It's that Alfie's big. Well, the wheelbarrow is longer than it is wide.
Yeah.
If you can move Alfie in that with ease, I will endorse the product.
Okay. I don't know how to. How do you move the leg thing down?
You gotta pull this thing. Ah, okay. You pull that. The wheels and the legs.
Okay, cool. Here, turn it this way.
Okay. Claude, do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Or Dan, while you're over there, take the camera.
Yeah.
And just twist it towards you guys.
How's that?
Hell, I don't know. I see Alfie. I don't see the Dando, the wheelbarrow, the whatever it's called.
Claude's got to come hold it.
Why?
Well, I'm trying to lean it forward. Hang on.
Claude, can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you work the camera? I'll do audio. Had a great segment.
There we go.
With that number one show in Dallas-Fort Worth talking about.
Wheelbarrow rides.
Okay, I can see the wheelbarrow now. I'll open the door, so you can see how far you can push him.
All right.
Please be careful, Dan.
Well, I'm not throwing fish at your head this time.
That's true. All right, thank you, buddy.
Okay. Take off my headphones.
Okay. Give me. All right. All right. Give him a shot.
Okay.
Ah. Hey, he's going right.
What, you just dumped him in the hall?
It works.
Ready for another load?
Yeah.
Did he feel like, what did you figure it
was? About 17 pounds.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want to give him a shot?
No.
Here, come on.
No, I believe you.
Okay. I now endorse the 8 machines in 1 Works Aero Cart.
No joke, that was actually really easy.
Well, seriously?
Well, yeah, especially when I dumped him into the wall.
Smooth ride, too.
Smooth?
This is the Cadillac of wheelbarrows.
That'd be good for old people.
Ooh.
I mean, moving them around.
Yeah. It's an old people scooper. Ooh, it's 9-in-1 now.
And old people, you know, most of them probably weigh like 120 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw 2.5 old people. Carries 2.5 elderly people.
Yeah, they could really use these in assisted living places.
All right, I feel like a douche now. Well, really, somebody hands you a spot on April 1st. We need you to endorse this wheelbarrow spot now. Having no clue if Works, W-O-R, was even a real company.
It is, at least according
to... Now they got a 20-minute infomercial. Partly. I still like calling it the Dando.
Wonder if they can be a... subsidiary.
The Aero Dando.
Ooh.
The Dando Barrow.
Dando Barrow. That'll work.
The Wheel Dando. Mm. Most Dandos only come with one wheel. I didn't notice. It does have 2 wheels.
It does, yeah. And Alfie's right. It actually is really smooth. It sounds so stupid to say about it.
I never thought about that. Most wheelbarrows only have the one wheel in the center.
Yeah, because we actually got one when we bought our house. The sellers just left it in the yard, on the side yard, a wheelbarrow. Thing's terrible. I know why they left it.
Yeah, that. We're going to get one of the Works Aero Carts. That's a smooth ride. Yeah, if we could figure out a way to put wheels on the front of that, we could hook up any extra airbags we've got and deploy them. Seems to be pretty sturdy.
It is.
I love it.
I want one. I mean, seriously, I got a POS wheelbarrow at home.
Well, I've seen it in action, so I can endorse it now.
Perfect.
And if you got a crap wheelbarrow, take the 8-in-1 Works Aero Cart.
Thank you.
Anybody else want one?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, they seem to be giving them to everybody. Priscilla's got one. Alfie, you want one?
Yeah, I've actually been looking for something like that for a while now.
Seriously?
Very seriously.
No, that means he's had his eye on it for a while.
Oh, you were going to steal Priscilla's.
She took it home yesterday.
Oh.
Well, smart.
What do you need a wheelbarrow for?
I need it actually to carry around photographic equipment. I got these Pelican cases I need to move around. It's a pain in the butt otherwise.
Why are you taking pictures of pelicans?
You switched over to nature photography?
No.
And why are they in cases?
No, that's just the name of the case. They're called pelicans.
What's it shaped like?
A box.
Why is it called a pelican case?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
I didn't name the company.
Would you like a 8-in-1 Works Aero Cart?
I would like an 8-in-1 Works Aero Cart.
You can get them at Home Depot. I don't know what they cost. Something like that's got to go for probably, I'd give $2,000 for one.
Well, you'd be overpaying there, Russ.
Does it say how much they are?
You can get one right now at Home Depot for $159.
No.
Actually, yeah.
For something that does 8.
Yes. We are so stupid. Yeah, 159.
I wonder if Billy's listening, because now he knows it's real. He'll cut the spine. I like the fact that he goes, I'm not messing with that. I'm not cutting it.
I like how he didn't even want to say what concert he was going to.
What was he?
Ariana Grande.
He's broadcasting from the AAC?
Yeah, her concert's tonight, I guess.
Oh.
You could fit like 50 Ariana Grandes in that thing.
Is she small?
Oh, she's little.
And Alfie only felt like 17 pounds.
He did, 17 pounds.
Is there a website on here?
I think it's just works.com.
I don't really need a wheelbarrow anymore. I have... people.
Is that code for?
I have no. People.
Never mind.
Does that even give a website?
Yeah, I found it. Just works.com.
Oh. Oh. But it's in the garden section at your local Home Depot. All right, I want a few grand for this 20-minute segment on this stupid wheelbarrow.
Probably. There's a photo on their website of the thing hauling a refrigerator.
That wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
How are you going to get a refrigerator in that?
Because it's got the dolly lip on the front.
It converts into a dolly.
Well, that is part of the 8-in-1.
What else does Works sell? Still on their website?
Yeah. Let's see.
They got any power tools?
So far, pretty heavy on the cart here. Let me see. Shop by category. Oh, actually, yes, they do. Yeah, gas trimmers, lawn mowers, chainsaws, blowers, mulchers, hedge trimmers, screwdrivers.
Stop. Mulchers?
Mulchers. Trivac, 3-in-1 blower, mulcher, yard vacuum.
I don't know if that would be powerful enough. We need a really good, see if during the break, see if they've got really big mulchers.
Okay.
Then we can run Mandy's through that.
I like how you think.
Some days I'm proud. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:41, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy. is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Russ Eagle Traffic brought to you by Bank of Texas. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before East Chase Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to Cooper Street. In Coppell, northbound 121 between Lakeside Parkway and Freeport Parkway, there's some construction there going on right now. It is clearing out. That has traffic completely stopped, though, back from 635. Still about an hour delay as it unwinds. And finally, in Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Gus Thomason, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Northwest Drive. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Yeah, that's nice. Tonight, some thunderstorms could be...
Burger King's going to try it. I think it's Burger King. They're going to start selling breakfast all day. They'll sell their other stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's why they're sponsoring that.
I think that's smart. Makes everybody happy.
Aren't we just a bunch of client kiss asses today? And you know what? Burger King is so affordable, you could probably carry around as many as you want in your new Works Aero Cart.
And it will still feel light as air. Tonight, some thunderstorms, of course. Partly cloudy after midnight. Thank goodness, overnight low 66. Then tomorrow... No, shut up. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, afternoon sun, and a high of 86. Right now, 81. And 97.1, the Eagle.
This is retired Captain Mark Howard from the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. The Russ Martin Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and peace officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, go to RussMartin.com. Don't just donate. Donate now.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I found out during the break this aero cart thingy is a some project that our new GM, Charlie Wahlbanger.
Wilkinson?
I never ordered one of those.
That's his name.
Well, I know, but I don't think most bartenders would know how to make a Charlie Wahlbanger Wilkinson, whatever his name is. I found out this is a pet project of his, whatever market he came from, Houston.
He was in Houston for a while. I think he most recently was in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. I guess he got his hands on one, lost his mind, and went, we need to get this account.
Well, I like his tenacity then.
Well, but they still need to know I have to try a product out before I'm going to endorse it.
Right.
And you said Alfie didn't feel like Alfie's weight.
No, not at all.
Easy to move.
Very. And smooth.
And easy to dump out.
Extremely. Slid right out into the wall.
Did you look on the Works website, see if they sold anything like industrial power? It's all the ceramic stuff that I got from Mandy. It's going to have to go through. I don't know if it should be able to chip up. Ceramic?
I don't think so. I got an email from a guy that said that
he was laughing at us trying to blow up or shoot Mandy ceramic houses with BB guns.
Yeah. Said that the ceramic stuff is used in
armory.
Armor, yeah.
Okay. He said, in fact, the harder you hit it, the more it just it's
laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was ignorant of that yesterday. That would explain why it repelled the 30-pound dumbbell.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess shooting it with a real 38 round is not going to do any good.
Mm-mm. Therefore, I would not recommend putting it through anything.
Well, I'm not giving up.
I'm not saying that you should. There are ways around it.
Captain Howard's retired from the Sheriff's Department, but I wonder if he still has access to the MREP. Or maybe we take it out to the where's the nearest National Guard or Texas Guard Armory?
I believe there's one on Northwest Highway, and there's also one in Denton.
Yeah, we could cram all that crap in a tank barrel.
Did you see what a howitzer does to it?
We still have the fire department said they would burn it for us.
That's also good. That may be one of our best bets.
I don't know, though. Will ceramic burn?
I would think so. At a certain temperature, anything will burn.
We dropped a 35-pound dumbbell on one of those small Christmas houses, whatever the F they are,
yeah.
And it did nothing to it. Mm. My guess is you can, first of all, we can't destroy it in a microwave. It's probably why the bitch left all the stuff in my house. Well, there's nothing he can do to it.
But when the world ends, there'll be nothing left except cockroaches and these little houses.
I'm going to take one of those houses back and try to pump shotgun on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think a rifle would pierce it.
I would think so, too, but at this point, I'm not assuming anything with these little houses.
It's just amazing. Of everything that we've blown up and destroyed, that this is the first thing that we've hit a ceramic wall on.
Yeah, you never would have thought. Like a little decorative house? Really? No, that's dumb.
Something that's, you know, 2 inches tall that's supposed to go around a miniature train set so it looks like a real little town.
Mm-hmm. Damn near indestructible.
We know anybody with a tank? Where's the nearest functioning railroad track? I don't think the light rail's gonna do it.
No, we need a heavy.
We need a freight liner.
Yeah.
That way they see the irony, because you know if a train runs over those, they're gonna be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony would be funny to me.
Yes. There's actually some train tracks just west of here.
Okay. What are the calls you getting, Alfie? You stop for a second.
People, every time you talk about blowing up Mandy's stuff, everyone always brings up the idea of selling it for the foundation.
These things aren't worth that much. I thought they were worth a lot more. I didn't have a chance to go back up to the attic to see what else was up there.
Yeah, based on the box of stuff that you brought in yesterday, you could sell it all $30 as part of a package, and that didn't even really seem worth it.
Yeah, because there were like maybe 20 houses in there.
Maybe.
Other crap. And they got them at Dillard's. They were all marked like $5. Throw it off the roof. Probably not going to do anything.
Nope. Well, actually, it might. It might actually crack the concrete.
I'm not paying for that.
Mm-mm.
Hang on a second. I want to check my email, and then we can start news.
By the way, looking on the Works website, they have other stuff besides the arrow cart, including they call it the Land Droid.
What's it do?
Land Droid M cordless 28-volt max lithium robotic lawnmower.
See, I want a robotic lawnmower. Well, I think they run around $1,000. I don't know what they sell them for.
This here says re-engineered for maximum laziness.
How much is it?
Let me see here. Yeah, about $1,000.
Oh.
$9.99.
Because you can program it. See, I don't like mowing, around the edges of the fence. That's when I normally hit them with the fence with the riding mower.
Gotcha.
So you just program it to run the property.
Yeah, artificial intelligence algorithm for intricate cuts and navigating narrow passages. Capable of mowing uneven landscapes by using sophisticated electronics to calculate drift, inclination, and other parameters.
That thing drives better than Kenzie.
Yeah, actually it does. Automatically returns to charging station when battery is low. Built-in rain sensor stops operation during rain and restarts when the grass is no longer wet.
Hmm.
Equipped with an anti-theft system. Using a security pin set by the owner and alarm system if taken outside of the defined boundary. Which makes sense.
Damn.
All right, I'm going to have to take a look at their website.
I'm sorry, but that would be a little slice of awesome if you see your neighbor across the street out there, you know, doing his push mower.
We got to talk about something else other than this Works thing.
I know.
We wasted an entire segment.
It'd just be funny to go out with this little thing, set it on the grass, wave to your neighbor, hit a button, go back inside. Have fun.
I'm going to go with some Corona.
or just set up a hammock in the yard and watch it. How you doing, neighbor? That looks hard.
Put a little loudspeaker on the robot lawnmower. Have it play like Cucaracha while it mows your grass.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. See, worth it.
Okay. We need a break now, or do we have a couple of minutes?
Couple minutes.
Okay. You got any audio?
I do.
Zed. Never mind.
Okay. Cut 10. Vince Neal of Motley Crue. He's a co-owner of the Arena Football League's Las Vegas Outlaws. And on Monday night, before their home opener, he sang the national anthem.
Do I need to get the old lady clip ready?
Maybe.
Okay.
Here we go! Close. Can you see my dawn's early light? Was so proudly hailed as a twilight's last gleam. Whose monster lives and bright stars, who the perilous fight?
Why does anybody attempt that song a cappella?
Especially if you're not even going to sing it.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
I'm not going to try it, but I think I could do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey.
That old lady was
right. Perfect.
It's always a crapshoot, especially if you do an a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
Professional singers, classically trained singers, say it's one of the hardest songs to sing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe they could just adjust the pitch a little bit. I mean, is close it so hard because it's got such a range. Like maybe Mariah Carey could do it.
It's, yeah, it's got a huge range on it. Yeah. That's the biggest deal with it.
I think it's like 4 octaves.
But Mariah Carey, when she's not toasted,
yeah,
yeah, she can nail it. She's capable.
Where was this? He was singing the national anthem?
This is before the Las Vegas Outlaws arena football game Monday night. Oh. He's co-owner.
Mm. So that's why he got to sing it.
Yep.
Because had that been an audition?
Mm-mm. At a certain point, it's better. Why don't you just play a recording of someone who knows how to sing it?
Why don't you lip sync to Ray Charles?
That'd have been better.
That's a man that's singing national anthem.
Uh-huh.
Break here.
Yes.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
401. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is over the MyPlates.com traffic center. There he is, not there.
What the? I'm here.
What, did you want me to say more?
No. Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you, Russ Eagle.
You want me to do it again?
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm used to Black Thunder. My cue.
Wow. 402. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. I'm sorry.
Diva.
I'm sorry.
Wait on my cue.
Let's start off in Fort Worth.
My motivation.
Westbound 30 just before East Chase Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Cooper Street. And in Coppell, northbound 121 between Lakeside Parkway and Freeport Parkway. That part of the road has been reopened. There was some construction going on there. Traffic still jacked up back from 635.
I ain't talking to him. He said Black Thunder.
97.1 the Eagles BFD 2015 is Sunday, May 31st at the JEXA featuring Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Zombie. Tickets are on sale right now at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 2.5.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery tonight. Storms are in store right now. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Parker and Tarrant counties that will end at 4:39 p.m. Meanwhile, the rest of the evening should be partly cloudy after midnight, or cloudy after midnight, morning clouds tomorrow, and afternoon sun with a high of 86. Right now, 81 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
Okay, you got more audio? You want to start news?
Actually, I got some more audio. This is from a show, where the hell was this? Oh, this was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Dave Chappelle is doing some stand-up, and someone thought they'd be funny and throw a banana peel up on stage.
I see it. Cut 11?
Yep.
Hey, who just threw a banana peel? Hey, would you guys like to see your favorite comedian beat the shit out of somebody?
That's how you handle a heckler.
Yeah.
Who wants to see their favorite comedian beat the shit out of somebody?
Yeah, and in case you haven't seen Dave Chappelle lately, in the time that he spent away after he quit his show, he'd been working out.
Hey, who just threw a banana peel? Hey, would you guys like to see your favorite comedian beat the shit out of somebody? First of all, I am not gonna let white people ruin bananas for me. Give us all some capacity. And I know my man, I've seen Corey just jump off the stage. Corey's one of my black friends from Harlem.
Who did what?
His friend Corey, one of his black friends from Harlem, mm-hmm. He just jumped off stage.
Why?
Because he's going to go say hi to Mr. Banana Tosser.
Oh, they saw who threw it.
Yes, they did.
Oh, that's a dead white man.
Yeah, they. If you want more story on it, they saw a man in the audience drawing something on a piece of paper and then started cracking on him. The guy's friend, Christian Englander, thought that Dave was being racist, so he threw the peel. He was arrested for battery and disorderly conduct.
Who was?
The guy that threw the banana peel.
Why? He threw a banana peel.
Because I think it hit him in the leg.
A banana peel?
Yeah. Dude, battery, it's a real, real faint thing. If you just shove somebody.
A banana peel or a plankton? Because I think those are thicker.
Plankton?
No. Oh, I don't know. Aren't those a form of the banana family?
I think they're found in the ocean.
Well,
you're
whatever.
Thinking of a plantain.
You're a real dick, you know?
Plankton's what whales eat.
Okay. You don't know if they grow...
You're right. I don't know.
Bananas in the ocean.
Anyway, Dave pressed charges because he thought the guy was not sorry and he was being racist. Christian said that before the guy that threw the banana peel. He said before the show he ate the banana and drank banana schnapps.
The guy that got arrested?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, Dave just handles him.
Is there more?
Mm-hmm.
Corey, when you find this mother, do not throw him out. Bring him to me. First, I'm going to kill him with my comedy, and then I'm going to kick him in his face. By the way, these are empty threats. I haven't kicked a fan in the face since 96. Not only that someone threw a banana on stage, I can't believe that they had a banana on the entire time. And they just thought, well, I'll just throw the peel at Dave Chappelle. He knows I'm going to be mad.
That's it. It's a nice.
And they actually had him arrested.
They did. I guess, like I said, the reason why Dave decided to press charges on it because the guy was still acting like a jerk, didn't seem apologetic at all, and it's an obvious, you know, racist thing. So yeah, now
well, you can't get arrested for a racist thing. Had he thrown a rock or something that really could have hurt Dave?
Banana peels can be dangerous.
My guess is they're not going to pursue this. Dave can press charges.
Right. They probably just wanted him arrested, you know, whatever.
Just the hassle of having to bond out.
Right.
And mess with all of that.
Ruin his night, that sort of thing. Oh, really?
Don't throw him out. Bring him to me.
Yeah, getting thrown out is the easy way. Won't you come up here? Sit in this chair.
We're going to have your own very special roast.
Uh-huh.
And this ain't going to be like the Comedy Central roast. We're going to set you on fire.
Awesome.
Mr. Banana Flambe Thrower.
That'd be great. You just have him sit up on stage behind you as you go through the rest of your set. And then you tell him, for every time the crowd laughs, you get punched. Or you lose a finger or whatever.
Hook him up to the TENS unit.
Ooh, yeah. Car battery on your balls.
And that could actually be a special that you could tape for HBO because people are going to laugh. There will be no joke that falls flat.
Nope. Hi, my name's Dave. Light him up early.
Who wants me to stick a banana up his tailpipe? more audio? He's got more.
No, that's it.
Okay, then we'll start news. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I got a thank you email yet from a new general manager.
The proponent of this client?
Of the wheelbarrow thingy.
That works. Arrow cart.
Yeah. Because once I found out that he was behind it, and once we tested it, I went, okay, well, I can endorse it. If you moved Alfie, and you can try it at home. I find it hard to believe that thing's going to move a fridge. I don't know what a fridge weighs. We could take it into the break room and move ours around.
Yeah.
And just leave it. Like move it out into the lobby.
That way, if any listeners want to keep some items cold.
So I had Alfie pull that entire segment. That entire effing segment was about that wheelbarrow. Once I found out Charlie Wanamaker, or Wallaby, whatever.
Wilkinson.
Was behind it. I had Alfie send him that. I found out it's supposed to be like a 2-week run.
Okay.
I went, I think we've done your 2 weeks.
No kidding.
You got an entire segment. Anything else you need? Slick. Nope. No thank yous yet.
Mm.
I'm sure I'll get some crappy bottle of something.
I'll probably get you a wheelbarrow.
Obviously, he's in with the works, people.
He should get you one of those Landroids.
They sell any, crushing things? If you don't have the website pulled up, it's not for
it. I've got it pulled up. Crushing things? Let me see.
Like,
I got the...
Something like Jaws of Life or...
There is something called the jaw saw.
That I need that.
It's a 6-inch electric chainsaw, but it's like in the shape of a mouth, or like a, yeah, like a mouth.
Whose mouth?
Like a.
Well, you mean it's.
It's like a C shape.
So it would fit over a log?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's good for getting tree branches and stuff, or cutting up some wood.
That actually makes more sense, because it attaches around the branch. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're limited to branch size.
Right.
But instead of, you know, trying to saw a branch down, the chainsaw I have is on a pole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get until you get really started, the chainsaw's jumping all over the place until it digs in.
Yep.
And there I am with this thing with rotating blades bouncing all around the tree.
This is exactly what you want.
How much is that? What do they call it? The jaw saw?
The jaw saw is $99.
Yes. Must have one. See, we did almost 24 minutes on that stupid wheelbarrow. What else? Because airtime on this show is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
I want one of those robot lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
And the jaw saw. And anything on there that's pricey.
I think you also may want this Tri-Vac. It's the blower mulcher vacuum thing.
No.
No? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Let me see what else.
They got nail guns.
Let's see.
Well, did you guys ever get air compressor for the t-shirt cannon?
Working on it right now. I have a guy who's he's looking at the...
A guy?
Yeah, no. I have a friend of mine who's looking at all the stuff because it's broke.
Oh, the cannon's broke?
Yes. The air hose is on it.
Oh. Probably. It's that so long.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to cost to fix it? And what can we shoot out of it?
Probably nothing to fix it. And very little for the air. And
yeah, air shouldn't cost much.
Yeah. So, and then what we can shoot out of it? I don't know. We got to try that out.
Let me try it with some of Mandy's ceramic houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Shoot them at trains. Well, freight trains, so nobody gets hurt.
Well, still, it's damage to property.
Well, I don't think it's going to do any damage to a freight train. You might accidentally hit a graffiti artist.
It's okay, though, because his family at his memorial will say he died doing what he loved.
What killed him? A 2-inch ceramic house.
He got hit by a house. I need a mini one.
How bad is this weather that's coming through? Because Channel 5 has their...
their thunder truck is rolling?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Hold on.
We're going to get on to 287 and hook southbound. We're told our photographer Juan, who's in the driver's seat, tells me that's where he sees the heavy clouds that are forming, causing that storm to be much more powerful.
Well, at least they got somebody that sounds like a real man that's driving to a thunder truck.
In the Texas thunder truck. Back to you.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much. Let's check in again.
No, you're right. If you're going to be broadcasting from the thunder truck, at least make it sound like you actually come with a little bit of thunder.
That's a wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
messing with my box. That's what it needs to sound like. I'm Officer Lonnie in the thunder truck.
Yeah, you are.
With my great big thunder. Because you always know when my is on the way.
Because
it comes with the thunder.
The National Weather Service issues alerts. Watch out, Lonnie's in town.
I don't have time to describe it. Never mind.
Okay.
Yes, I do. The listener had found, I don't know what caused it. It was this deep gash in some asphalt someplace. It looked like it was probably about 6 feet long.
Okay.
And whatever fell onto the asphalt and created the great big dent looked just like a penis and balls. He sent the picture to me. He says, "What part of Dallas Fort Worth is Officer Lonnie patrol?"
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
I kept the picture. Give me a second.
Oh man.
Lonnie's cruising around town making molds.
I just Forget about the meme part. Just look at the...
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
They went ahead and added, "That's what happened last time. Hang on. I pulled my out in public." There's the picture, Chloe.
Damn.
I know, it's like you don't expect it to look so much like it, but it does.
Yep. I don't know if you can see it on Dan's camera or not. Can you make it out, Alfie?
Yeah, you can see the front and the back and the...
That's what happened last time I pulled it out. Traffic stopped.
People need new tires.
I ain't got no time to throw out stop sticks. I throw out my stop. Try and run over that. You got about a shot at running over a tree.
That would be sweet.
Okay. Did we start birthdays?
No.
All right. 419, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. Birthdays today. Porn star Jenna Presley turns 28. She starred in 310 films, including That 70s Ho. From Lady Antebellum, Hillary Scott turns 29. From Saturday Night Live, Taron Killam is 33. The youngest WWE champ in history, Randy Orton, is 35. Rachel Maddow from MSNBC is 42. Joe Francis, the Girls Gone Wild douche, turns 42. Annette O'Toole is 63. Ally McGraw is 76. And Debbie Reynolds turns 83 today.
One of the first actresses to ride in what later become the Batmobile.
Really?
I believe the movie was called, it started with a kiss with Debbie Reynolds and Glenn Ford.
All right.
And in it, I think the plot, I never watched the whole movie, and it Glenn Ford wins. He's in the service and somehow wins this, in a contest, a prototype car, and it's the 55 Lincoln Futura. They used it in that. I think it was painted baby blue.
Okay.
Then I forget what else they did with it, and George Barris bought it for $1. And then let it set until 20th Century Fox called him. Need a superhero car. Got one.
I just happen to have this.
What do the superheroes look like? Well, they'll be wearing tights and capes and whatever. He goes, okay, I can leave it blue. Baby blue. Obviously, they opted for something different.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad they did.
There you go.
As local and state leaders and organizations have been pressuring Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson to veto House Bill 1228, also known as their Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the governor said Wednesday he would not sign the bill in the current form. The full House passed the Religious Freedom Bill Tuesday afternoon after three concurred amendments passed the House Judiciary Committee. The measure was originally sponsored by a guy named Paul Bollinger of Hinesville. The Republican governor said the bill was not intended to allow discrimination based on sexual orientation. He said...
This is the story we talked about yesterday.
But this is in Arkansas now, not Indiana. Indiana is what we talked about yesterday. Arkansas has a similar bill that...
That passed.
Mm-hmm.
That the governor...
The governor of Arkansas has not signed. He says he's not going to sign it in its current form. Whereas the Indiana governor that we talked about yesterday did sign it into law.
Evan said, "Ah, that's not really what I thought."
Well, you all are misunderstanding what the intent of the law is. It's not meant to discriminate against anyone. It's meant to give religious liberties, which is just another way of saying you can discriminate. Anyway, the governor said, "It has been my intention all along to have House Bill 1228 to mirror the federal act. The bill that is on my desk at the present time does not mirror the federal law." He's referring to the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act signed by then-President Clinton in 1993.
Well, it's going to have to reflect the federal law, because unless the feds have given a state a right to govern certain entities, things, the feds always trump the state, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He wants the bill to make sure it reflects the values of the people of Arkansas and minimizes discrimination in the workplace. The governor of Arkansas did not specifically call for changes that would prohibit the law from being used to deny services to someone, but said he did not believe the bill was intended to do so.
There's just something about that statement. I want it to reflect the views of the people of Arkansas.
That's what I want. I don't want the homos to marry.
You know, why not say, all right, I'm the governor of Arkansas. I'd like for this bill to reflect the views of somebody in a good state. I'll even go as far as saying Kansas.
Yeah. It's Arkansas's new motto. We aspire to be Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Man, as Arkansas, if we could just make it to the middle, if we could just be mediocre.
Arkansas, not as bad as Louisiana. That's on our new license plates.
Welcome to Arkansas. It could be worse.
Yeah. And the signs going into Oklahoma to just say worse.
Prior to Wednesday's news conference, many organizations had raised concerns about what the measure could mean for the future of business in the natural state, Arkansas. Retail giant Walmart, headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, posted a statement to Twitter on Tuesday saying that the bill does not reflect the company's values and urged Hutchinson to veto the legislation.
And that's Walmart. Got a lot of Walmarts in there?
It's based in Arkansas.
Oh, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, okay, Walmart, one of the biggest companies in the world, telling you, the governor, we don't dig this.
We will pull all our stores out of your state and leave you with nothing but a bunch of holes for cream pie. That's what we do when we pull out.
You're just going to be left with the drip.
And the walk of shame. Arkansas, the drippy state. We'll leave you some wash rags. Sorry.
No, it's completely okay. Pat Maz considers herself a sex crime victim. The law, however, does not. She said, standing right here at the corner of the desk, I was coming up from behind Mr. Lind, caught him in the act of leaving a puddle on my desk, and part of that deposit went into my coffee cup. Her former coworker, 34-year-old John Lind admitted to ejaculating in her coffee and on her desk on multiple occasions back in September. Now she realizes, or not now, but back then, she realizes that she drank some of it. Yeah, the hardware store employee was charged with criminal sexual conduct. Lind said he did it in her cup twice in the past 6 months and admitted to four other occasions.
Why?
He admitted to four other occasions in which he did it on her desk and used her hair scrunchie to clean up the mess. He was charged with fifth-degree criminal sexual conduct and fifth-degree attempted criminal sexual conduct for the incidents, which were reported to police. Ultimately,
fifth degree. I mean, like a fifth-degree misdemeanor?
I guess.
Because I think with felonies, there's...
just the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately, the judge dismissed the charges
Must be a lot of crap going... What state?
It's Minnesota. Ultimately, the judge dismissed the charges because Minnesota statute does not include contact with semen as sexual contact.
Dang.
It's... well, what if he had a piss in it?
That may not even be sexual at that point.
Well, who cares if it's sexual?
Well, because the charges are worse if it's sexual.
But you said they dropped the charges.
Because according to the law, it's not sexual contact. Because according to...
so they charged him with a... they mischarged him.
Yes.
They should have... tampering, putting... defecating on food. I mean, there have been people arrested for doing stuff to cops' food as they go through drive-thrus.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to recharge him with something more accurate?
I'm not sure if they can.
Well, there's not double jeopardy. You never went to court. They can sit back and go, okay, what covers a f***ing off in somebody's coffee.
Yeah. Well, actually, I guess you're right. I guess they could recharge him with something else, but at this point, the victim says that she's now just an advocate for a bill that would change the classifications and saying, hey, someone does this into your coffee, that should be a sexual crime as opposed to just, boys being boys.
Yeah, because it took a sexual act to work that up.
Right.
Where if you just tinkled in it, I'm missing something of, they're sitting around going, what can we charge him with? He jerked off in his chick's coffee.
Yeah.
Just write that down. The charge. jerked off in coffee.
But unfortunately, according to the law, that doesn't count as a sex crime.
Well, charging with something else other than a sex crime.
Yeah. Otherwise, people would go to Rite of Minnesota just having a ball.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not driving. Not. will you drink coffee in Minnesota now?
Hell no.
You can't arrest me. There's already been a precedent set. So you can jerk off in coffee. It ain't no sex crime as long as my weenie don't touch the styrofoam.
Make it interesting at the coffee shop. Can I get Jim? He's my favorite barista. I don't want Floyd.
Nah, Floyd don't know how to put a swirl on it.
And Floyd eats too much asparagus.
Yeah, nobody likes asparagus grande.
Jim eats pineapple.
And Jim's learned how to put a little Dairy Queen swirl on the top. That's some thick semen, Jack.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll be back. 4:35. Another check on traffic. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Actually, a side street accident in Fort Worth. Trinity Boulevard right at South Precinct Line got an accident there. Traffic's kind of jacked up in the area. And Plano northbound 75 right at Spring Creek got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic goes backed up back from Parker Road. And finally in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Royal Lane got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 2.5.
Thank you, Eagle Weather, brought to us by H&R Block. This weather report, stolen from NBC5. Scattered thunderstorms will develop and move across North Texas during the late afternoon and evening hours. Some storms may be strong to severe with the possibility of gusty winds and quarter-size or larger hail. Thursday, windy and warm, but generally storm-free with a high of 85. Right now, 80 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You guys probably haven't seen it yet. I checked my company email during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the stream is down. Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. Charlie Wilkinson, whoever that is.
It's our new general manager.
Did Wallbanger get fired?
No, that's his name.
No. Last year, we began a strategy for he's talking about the signatures in any company emails that go out.
Okay.
And then it just gives you the template. First name, last name, job title, iHeartMedia, whatever your phone number is, then the address. Along with reaching 250 million consumers every month in radio, digital, outdoor, mobile, social events. So he wants everybody to change their signature.
Okay.
I said back. All right, how about this one? I just signed it Russ. And underneath right. that, I said, number one jock who whores out wheelbarrows.
He's probably going to like it. And he's going to say, I still need that quarter of a billion thing in there.
I still haven't figured out how to change. I used to know how to change the signature on my company email. Yeah.
I did last year. They wanted us to change them because of the company name change, but I couldn't figure out how to get the image into. I don't know.
I just left it the same. Mine still says from the Eagle account, Clear Channel Media, blah blah blah, dot dot, half a billion whatever sold, and then it just says resistance is futile.
Yeah. See, I think that's fine. I think they're more concerned with the people people that email with clients and things. Because we don't really email much from our Eagle email.
Well, I email back to listeners.
Well, that's what I mean. It's yeah, for listeners, yes, but listeners don't care about the quarter of a billion served.
No, still no thank you.
I'm sure there's a thank you coming. He probably had to run across the street to get some knee pads.
Why is he working with Dan Lewis now?
No, the opposite.
Yeah, this is really big with Charlie. That's what I found out during
the wheelbarrow.
One of the last couple of breaks.
I could see why. It's a cool thing.
Well, I doubt he owns part of Works.
It'd be smart if he did.
I guess you could. I mean, as long as everything is above board.
Yeah, you just usually just tell the company about it as a sort of disclaimer. Just like, hey, heads up, I own part of this, and by the way, I'm going to buy a bunch of airtime.
But if it's a 2-week run for that Works Aero cart
mm-hmm.
that you can get at Home Depot,
yes,
I think we've done enough spots in one day for the 2 weeks.
Yeah. However, if I worked for the company, while I would absolutely appreciate it, I would still want the 2 weeks. I want that frequency.
Okay. They wanted a recorded spot.
Yeah.
Take that 24-minute segment and run that.
I think they'd be extremely happy about that.
Clear Channel wouldn't.
No. Our company would hate it. The Works people would love it.
Normally, I don't record spots.
No.
They'll take a live, and they'll cut it up, and they'll make it a recorded. And I never endorse anything I haven't used. But after we used the wheelbarrow, and you said Alfie felt like 17 pounds.
He did. Felt like a toddler.
Alfie said it was a smooth ride.
Up until he hit the wall.
I believe that was the operator.
Yeah, that's on me. That's not on the wheelbarrow. That just goes to show the ease of use.
So you didn't have to struggle to get him out of the studio.
No. Did you hear me grunt?
No, you were just worried about hitting the door.
Yeah, that was it. I just didn't want to take out the door frame because that thing's dirty. The wheelbarrow. It'd take out a wall.
Well, Alfie was sticking a little out of the wheelbarrow.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to break his foot. Yeah, I just lifted the handles up and he just slid right out.
Well, you may have that one. I think that was for me, but...
Really?
Yeah. You've got a house now, a yard.
Yeah, I was using the old wheelbarrow that the previous owners left in the yard last 2 weekends.
I'd make them come get it.
No, I actually used it.
Oh.
It's weird. They left some random things in the house. Like, they just left some fixtures and things. Like, you could tell that they were moving out quick, and they're just like, leave it.
Like... But decent fixtures?
Actually, yeah. There's like hooks in the bathroom to put your towel on and things.
Wow, they make those?
That's crazy, right?
Huh. I always thought that's what the floor was for.
No, it's better to hang them.
The towels?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It helps, keep mold and mildew away.
Does your bathrooms have tile floors or carpet?
Tile.
I would throw that towel on the floor.
Why?
Regardless of any age, if that floor gets wet,
uh-huh.
You slip and bust your ass.
Well, I mean, we have like a bath mat you can in front of the shower.
I don't have the money for bath mats. I use towels.
For like $10 at Walmart.
And I refuse to stick those sticky feet or whatever in the showers. No. I will not succumb to the old man thing.
No, I'd rather slip and die.
At least the tile in the shower has more of a texture to it.
Yeah.
It's the turpentine, whatever, the granite marble that's in the bathroom when you walk out of the shower.
Travertine.
Yeah. That's some slippery s***, Jack.
That's like sometimes I've seen on like the home repair shows or like the flip shows where they update a bathroom. They're like, oh, look at this marble floored bathroom. That's stupid. Whose dumb idea was that? You might as well just put an ice rink out there.
It's like I want to go in there and just spray truck bed lining all over the floor. If I wasn't selling the house, I'd probably do that.
Oh, God.
Because there is no traction when that's wet. That's why I busted my ankle how many times in the rest of the house, because that travertine is everywhere, except in the family room where it's wood, but you can still slip on that.
Oh, sure.
I thought, oh, great. Almost everything downstairs. In fact, there is no carpet downstairs at all.
Which is great. When
perfect
you have,
with dogs.
Yes.
All the carpet is upstairs, and I've got a gate so the dogs can't get upstairs. So the dogs pee downstairs because they're all yard broken. I'm going to have to start just sleeping with my tennis shoes on.
That's probably, or just get some house shoes.
Slippers?
It doesn't have to be slippers, just house shoes.
What are house shoes?
Like sandals or flip-flops.
Or some, we'll get you some Crocs.
What's a Croc?
They're shoes.
Why can't I just wear sneakers?
You can wear sneakers, too.
Well, to me, that doesn't look as old man-ish, unless I'm wearing black socks with them. Those or in my boxers.
That or
look at me, I'm Mark Davis.
Might as well get you some of those sock holders that you wrap around your knee.
To hold your socks up?
Yeah.
I need those now.
The male garters.
Well,
do you really need those?
Well, I've got, I wear those really long
tube socks.
Tube socks because I wear boots all the time.
Yeah.
Well, when Gina does the laundry, she winds the socks together, the tops.
Okay.
Well, that stretches them out.
Oh.
So now I'm either going to have to get garters or buy new tube socks.
I think you need garters. That makes so much more sense. It's also sexier.
Especially if I'm walking around the house with no pants, just my boots and the garters and the socks.
I know. Imagine if you just got a Jehovah's Witness just show up.
Damn, I wish somebody would stop by and ask me if I heard about Jesus. Yes, we're here from, never mind. Wait, I want to read, don't you have the Watchtower magazine or something like that? Wait, aren't you supposed to try and save my soul? Where are you going? Don't make me run out and straight after you. Oh, yeah, try and ride off on that bicycle.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses were actually in my neighborhood. I think it was yesterday.
It's Mormons on bicycles.
Mormons are on the bicycles,
Jehovah's
yeah.
Witnesses, I think, actually use cars.
The ones I saw, they were just on foot. I assume they drove there, but
right.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to talk to them. A buddy of mine who's in from out of town is staying with us for a couple of days, and he was very polite and took the magazine. I didn't even hear any of it, but... So then I leave to come up here, and I just see him walking around the neighborhood, knocking on the doors. No one answering.
Well, I'm big on opening the door if I am not expecting anybody. And I'm surprised that they're able to get to talk to anybody. Because really, unless you're wearing a UPS outfit or a postal service. Or
I'm expecting a delivery.
I'm not opening the door.
No. Although
I don't even open the door for people I expect.
See, my whole thing is always, even if I know you, you should call. Give me a heads up. At least say, hey, I'm coming over, or ask to come over. Because if you just show up, I'm not entering the door.
None of us on this show are really, a drop-in guy. Mm-hmm. We don't do it,
mm-mm.
And we don't like it.
No. I even usually before I come into your office studio, I don't know if you notice it, but sometimes before I push the door open when it's closed, I'll sort of give it like a little... Just a little heads up knock, and then I'll open. I don't know why. But
I guess if the door's closed.
Just like
those doors close automatically.
Yeah.
My my studio door closes, you know, normal office doors, if you open it, it stays open.
Yeah.
The studio doors close automatically. That's why I got them to give me that studio as an office,
mm-hmm.
because there'd be days that I was in a regular office with the door closed and locked, and Don Davis is trying to get in, and you hear the jiggling of the handle. There's no knock.
No.
There's a jiggling of the handle, and then there's a knock, and then he tries to peek in through the window to see if I'm in there, and I give it about 2 minutes, and they get up off the floor.
Out from underneath the desk.
But if the door is closed, why? You don't jiggle the handle.
No, it's closed for a reason.
You knock. But with you guys, just come on in. Nobody's. That's why I've been propping the door open here recently, the studio.
Yeah, I really wish you'd given me a heads up, because usually because I come from around the corner to go into Russ's office studio, so I don't see the door usually. I just know the door's there, and I know to put my hand on it, and I got to lean into it because they're heavy as hell. So today, I'm about to walk into Russ's office, and I damn near fall on my face because there's no door.
Dan hits the floor, bounces up. What happened?
There used to be a door here.
Oh, there are days I just feel like it's a tomb.
I get that.
Because it's shut off, nobody but me, large production studio. Some days I like to feel like I work with people.
Well, you have the other office that's, you know, over by the rest of us.
I know, but that doesn't have any equipment in it. If I decide to record something, I can just turn to my right, got a complete console, record it, do it, done.
Yeah.
I use the other office just to eat up space to piss people off.
So that's why.
I really need that corner office. Okay. Don't you have a studio you use as an office? Yeah, but I need to be closer to my guys.
That's right. It helps us out immensely. We need Russ right by us.
Because where the office is that I occupy is probably 10 feet from Chloe, maybe 10 feet from Dan.
Yep, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I never use it.
But I like your name tag, too.
Oh, yeah. I meant to ask you about that months ago when it was first put up, because everyone has their name outside the door. You know, mine says Dan O'Malley underneath it, The Russ Martin Show. And then Russ's doesn't say Russ Martin, The Russ Martin Show. Instead, it says
him. It's always been like that.
I didn't remember that at CBS.
Well, I never had that at CBS.
Oh, okay.
But here, yeah.
I guess I just never
noticed
it. Clear
Channel, they just said, you know, Russ Martin Show, him. And then they had to add iHeart to it, and they just added him again. And I don't know if they're – how to take that. Because I think Golden, we'll just call her the executive assistant.
Yes.
Because she does that and a lot more. I think she prints those up. So I don't know how to take that as him, you know, the ho or him out of respect.
See, I didn't know that she – I thought you told her that that's what you wanted on your name tag.
I didn't tell him anything. I don't even have business cards.
Did she think it would just seem weird if it said Russ Martin Show underneath it?
Maybe. But what does it say on Bo and Jim's office?
I think it just says Bo and Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, I don't know how to take it. I don't know if she meant it like him. Him. Who holds the station together, him in all caps, as we refer to our deity.
Mm-hmm, our savior.
Or him, you know, the white hole on the any afternoon that thinks he don't think. Mm. But I couldn't get all that on there, so I just put him. I thought about trying to put it in italics, but no, that still didn't get the intonation.
She did put it in bold, though. That is some thick lettering.
Okay. What do you guys want to do? You want to talk about wheelbarrows for another 24 minutes? You got, what do we got, Chloe? Minute?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't have any new Dando spots. You got a quick story?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
A man who looked like he was dressed for a costume party robbed a Mesquite bank. He was wearing an Afro wig, fake beard, and sunglasses when he went into the Compass Bank on West Kearney Street around 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Police.
What color was the wig?
Actually, the photo here is black and white, but I think it was a black wig, like the hair color. Police said he demanded money from the tellers and then took off with the bag of cash. The crime, however, did not go exactly as planned. Once he got to his car with the cash, a dye pack exploded in his face.
That's the wrong noise. I don't have a... Sorry, I don't have a dye pack thing.
No. That's actually what I was thinking. So the dye pack exploded inside his black Ford Focus.
I'd love to see one of those go off, because the only time I've ever seen one was in Raising Arizona.
After
they robbed the bank.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you hate seeds. Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground. Then they slip the dye pack in there, and the blue explodes all over the interior of the station wagon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that bad.
I think it is. I know I've seen it in another TV show or movie or maybe both, but yeah, that's very accurate.
Woo-hoo! So not a...
I got my cash.
Woo! We sitting in the catbird seat. Nothing can stop us now.
Then it's all over the windshield, and obviously the wipers don't work because they're on the other side.
That's right. So the man threw the cash out the window and took off. Anyone with information about him should call Crime Stoppers, 214-373-TIPS. And actually, I saw a couple of listeners post on Facebook earlier today. They had a link to the story from Channel 8's website, and they were just spreading the word, helping out the police, saying, hey, any of you people have any of your friends that's covered in blue? You know he did it. Any of your friends all of a sudden look like Smurfs? Call the police.
If you think they've converted from being a Presbyterian to a Smurf, and they live anywhere near Mesquite, chances are there's your perp. I got to know. I don't want to Google it. I don't feel like it. But I'd really like to know how powerful those dye packs are. I know the idea is to stain the money so it's useless.
Yeah, and also stain the perp.
If it's in a bag... does it explode?
I think so. And then the idea is obviously to make the money useless so banks know not to do anything with it and to call the authorities. But also it can get on, you know, the robber's hands, person, you know, whatever. And then they're pretty much stained because I don't think lava soap's getting that out.
I don't know. Lava can get a lot of stuff out. I've seen Pulp Fiction. Trying to kill some time to see if anybody would call that works for a bank to tell us how big these dye packs are and how do you slip them in. Because, you know, they're, again, I've never seen I've been held up.
Oh, yeah, back in your pizza days.
But I've never seen one in real life where they just, you know, all right, you hayseeds keep looking down on the ground. Mm-hmm. So when the robber's looking at the hayseeds, they slip the dye pack in.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't even know if a bank employee would really be allowed to even tell us.
Well, they could tell us how big the dye packs are. Obviously, they use them.
Yeah.
What bank was it? Mesquite?
This was a Compass Bank.
Yeah.
Isn't it a Compass in the bottom of this building, Alfie?
Yes, it is.
So we can just go down there and ask them.
Or go down there and hold them up. Yeah. Everybody freeze. Lay down on the ground. Don't slip no dye pack in on me. You take the bag out.
Bring it up.
It's
here.
Nothing but a bunch of dye packs. There ain't no money.
Man, we got hosed.
How long before these things go off? Alfie, grab a couple of those really quick. I'm curious before we break.
Yeah, if you really want to know what happens and no one's called, then you just go downstairs and find out yourself.
I wonder if they'd give us one.
Would it sound weird if we go down to the bank and say, hey, I'd like to withdraw a dye pack?
I would call.
That's probably wise, yes.
Go, my name is Charlie Wilkinson.
Yes.
I'm the general manager of iHeartMedia.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the building next door.
Very excited to be here.
Could we have a dye pack? I will come and get it myself.
Yes, I have a wheelbarrow to transport it.
Yes, I have the new Works 8-in-1
Aero cart.
Aero cart. that I have my afternoon host whore himself out to sell. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal. $160 for something moves 300 pounds, makes feel like 17 pounds.
Yeah.
You got any diet pack, people?
Yes, I do. Lines 2 and 3.
All right. Yes, Patrick.
The diet packs are made to fit inside of a stack of bills. They have a sensor in them that whenever you put bills on top of them and go out the door, the sensor activates it. It's called bait money. What it does is the sensor sets it off, and it looks exactly like a stack of bills. You can't tell the difference whenever it's thrown in. I worked in banks for 5 years.
And how big is the explosion when it goes off?
They set one off in the parking lot of a bank that I worked at, and it left about a 4-foot circle of blue ink.
Can you still get some of those?
I wish. They were a lot of fun. They only let us play with the one.
Oh.
Do they sell them online?
I've never seen them. They're an FBI product. You can get them from banks, but the FBI is the only one that issues them out to the banks through the security companies.
Would it be illegal, since you worked in the banking industry, would it be illegal for me to rob a bank and just ask for dye packs?
I would think they would frown on that.
I don't want no money.
No.
I can make some phone calls. We can make it happen.
All right. Thank you.
That actually is a good question because at the,
give me all your dye packs.
Because it's not, you're not robbing a bank.
All right, nobody move. Load this bag up with dye packs. Don't you want any money? I want dye packs.
All of them.
Do you and go open that? Excuse me. Must be a dye pack company. Hello. Yes. Fine. Okay. I'm on the air right now. Is it bad? Is it bad? Okay. So the beagle's fine. All right. And all my other dogs are fine. But you saw Rocco. Okay. That was very kind of you guys to send me the card. Do you do that to everybody? Okay. All right. Well, as long as the beagle's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Arbor Hills. My vet.
Your vet. What?
Boo had to go in for blood work today.
Oh. Everything okay?
I guess.
Or is Boo trying to make herself superhuman again?
Well, they said her blood work was a little off, and that could be my fault because I was supposed to give her medicine last night
mm-hmm.
and again this morning,
and
I forgot last night, so I go give her both doses this morning.
Oh, Russ.
I wonder if I should call the vet back.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Just let her know.
Or the beagle could be doing something on her own.
That is possible. Boo might be taking some PEDs. Probably, you know, Boo probably got a hold of some of your test.
Or stole some of my Allegra D. If I could just figure out a way to get that bathtub in here. That way I can go flying and I don't have to get on the doghouse anymore. Take a trip without ever leaving the farm. Yeah, I guess I'll call him back during the break.
Yeah.
All right, we're late. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
512. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Now listen. Alfie Coy. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Fort Worth.
Northbound West Loop 820, just before Silver Creek Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from West Point Boulevard. Side street accident for you in Fort Worth. Trinity Boulevard right at South Precinct Line, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is pretty much completely jacked up in the area. Let's move to Grand Prairie, eastbound 30, just after MacArthur. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from that line. And finally, in Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Plano Parkway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 2.5.
All right, thank you very much. From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by H&R Block. Right now, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in Parker County, Tarrant County, and Wise, along with a flood warning in Anderson County. For the rest of the evening, though, after midnight, the storm should clear up, and we'll see an overnight low of around 65. And then tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sun, and a high in the low 80s. Right now, 78 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
What a clump of retards.
That does seem to be the alternate title of this year program.
Everybody's running around, getting in front of a camera. I gotta do my number one thing.
Ooh.
You know Jerry Reynolds, the car pro?
I've heard of him, yes.
He has his own studio. Where he shoots car review segments.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I don't know. Wherever he lives.
Okay.
Fat Town something.
Oh, come on now.
And I forgot what I did with it. He got me quotes, or a quote, on replacing the engine, the Batmobile, and that's not it. Look in my bag. Give me a second.
All right.
Talk about something.
I tried pulling up the stream on my computer, and I'm just getting like a slideshow. It doesn't give an option to hit play or anything.
All right, obviously the stream went down for some reason.
But I'm surprised no one's emailed or called Alfie about it, because the streamers didn't be...
We have had some calls, oh. But I thought it was intentional, so I told him to listen on the damn radio.
The stream was down intentionally?
Yeah.
Why would I turn it off intentionally?
Not a clue.
The only reason I used to turn it off is people would complain. Mm-hmm. Damn it. And it had everything broken down. It was a nice PDF. Well, I don't have it.
Is it on your computer and near Alfie?
Probably.
Looking for it.
It's always someplace where I'm not. Let's see if it's in my folder. Anyway, it was some engine. I'm not sure. I want to say it's 5-star Ford that was going to do it.
Okay.
Or the racing division for Ford. One of the two.
I think that's two different things.
Well, yeah. Hey, Alfie.
Yo.
See if you have Jerry Reynolds' cell number.
I may.
If you can find it. I won't tell you how much. Yet.
I was going to say, you usually do.
Well, I like to break it down and build up.
Gotcha. Okay.
They're looking at around, obviously you have to put a new transmission in it because whatever I have in it now, I think is a C4 transmission, which I guess is what they put in the Lincolns in the 70s.
And that's bad.
Yeah, well, it can't handle the horsepower of whatever they're going to stick in there.
The new stuff.
I think it's I don't know. I think they're still at the 427 Ford Z rated something that fit in there, and they found a tranny that would fit, and blah, blah. Yes?
I do not have the CarPro's number.
Well, he's always listening. He's a pain in the ass.
It's not a pain in the ass.
Have we ever called him?
I don't believe so.
Let me see if I got it. Contacts. What's his name?
Jerry.
Jerry, okay.
What were you going to call him?
I forget. Jerry Reynolds. I don't have his number. I just have his email address. That make any difference. Anyway, I told him, we'll talk about the engine later. I said, do you have a camcorder? Mm-hmm. Since we're going to shoot videos of people giving the thumbs up of the number one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, put listeners in the video of the Still One song, since they made us the number one.
There you go.
They should be in the video.
That's right. It's very, very, very nice gesture.
Police, fire, people who are number one should be in the video as well. So Jerry's a friend of the show. He always donates to the foundation. Sometimes he's donated when nobody's fallen. He goes, I haven't donated in a while. I feel like I need to.
Yeah.
I went, do you have a camcorder? He sent me back a picture. He goes, here's a wide shot of my studio.
Look at him. He's Mr. Big Time.
Well, I believe you'll probably be able to do this. I want to have the cameraman back up. I'm not being ugly.
Wow.
Zoom in to a medium shot so you have a depth of field behind you, slightly out of focus. Stand in front of your CarPro logo. Just give me the thumbs up or the finger up. I said, you can even have Kevin in the shot if you want. He sent back. Is that the right one? No. No.
Wow. I thought he liked Kevin.
He must. He's been on with Kevin's been with him, I think, ever since he started doing the CarPro thing. Mm. I said, how about have him in the shot and push him out? That'll be funny.
Yeah, that works. Mm-hmm. Everybody understands that.
As soon as Kevin gets the finger up, just push him out.
Yeah.
Say, shut up, Kevin.
Now, there's a number of different people that we, you know, Mayor Rawlings.
Mayor Rawlings would be good. We know Betsy Price, Mayor of Fort Worth.
Yep.
Cluck in Arlington probably wouldn't do it.
We can just get a chicken.
Yeah.
Just hold up a claw. in front of the stadium.
I just put across the chicken outfit, Mayor.
Yeah, he's gonna never go. Come on.
Cuban.
Cuban would be a good one. Ben Garrison.
Ben Garrison, Walt Garrison's son, because Ben always donates to the foundation. Ben Garrison is the one that started this whole... technically, it's Ben Garrison that started this whole Merle thing.
No, technically that's you.
Well...
that is no, really Russ, just...
First of all, Eric Thornton, comb your hair. Dan, back to you.
What's wrong with it?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it?
He's like Dr. Bill the Cat.
Better?
Put it back the way it was. Pull it back. No, forward. Now go like this.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
You started the Merle thing.
No.
And then you said,
during the holidays, we're running best of. I need to go live because I need to talk to Forney PD and I didn't feel like calling him. Or Frisco, wherever I live.
You live in Frisco.
Frisco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forney would have been confused.
Yeah. You don't live out here. Would you like to? We will throw in a free replica of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, just you can just take it, put it in the yard.
And a jet.
Why is it that jet is probably the biggest landmark in Forney?
Yeah, once you see it, I'm here.
Have you ever seen it, Dan?
No.
What is it, 80?
Yeah, it's like
80, 20, whatever. It's where the strip of all the antique stores are. There's just a long strip.
Yeah.
And there's been this jet out there, at least as long as I know, since the 80s.
What kind of jet is it?
A big one.
Well, they're all big.
It's a jet. White.
Is it an old jet? Newer? Well, since the 80s, so it could be like an F-16, I guess, but.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a picture online, but.
I'll look.
It, that's probably one of the biggest landmarks. Like, all right, go down here. As soon as you see the jet, hang a right, and then there's the haunted house.
It is a MiG, it looks like.
MiG jet?
Yep.
What year would that be?
I don't know. They were in service, I think, from the 60s on.
Okay. Anyway, it's been said, I don't know if it's for sale or it's just there for to be a landmark. I think it's been in Forney long enough to probably be listed as a historical monument.
Yep.
Because everybody goes, all right, once you see the jet, drive another 3 miles and you're there.
Gotcha.
Jet.
Well, what side of the road is it on? It doesn't matter. It's a jet. It will catch your attention. What were we talking about? Car engine, Jerry Reynolds.
Yeah, you were going to give us a build-up of how much the new engine in the back will be.
I think what's going on.
No, you're talking about Ben Garrison and Merle.
Yes, Ben Garrison.
It was Ben Garrison's fault because when he called up, somebody called and went, hey, it's the holidays. You're supposed to be on Best Of. Why don't you sing the Merle song? Nah, it's not going to happen. Well, I'll give money. Well, first of all, I'm not going to trust anybody who just calls.
Yeah.
Once Ben Garrison called, what do you say, 1,000 or 1,500?
1,000, I think.
I want to say it was more, but it was at least 1,000.
Mm-hmm. I got $1,000. $1,000 for the foundation for whatever it is they want. Yeah, they do.
Also, Ben Ferguson sounds a lot like
Ben.
I'm sorry,
Ben Garrison.
Ben Garrison. Ben Garrison sounds a lot like Tom Brokaw.
Well, I don't sound like this when I'm drunk.
Ben, are you drunk now?
No.
Ben, say Fallujah.
Fallujah.
Ah.
That doesn't mean I'm drunk.
Say Yellowstone.
Ask me a hard one.
All right. Can you pronounce Weepy Willows?
Weepy Willows. I can't say it, but I can visualize the sad trees. Anyway, I have money for whatever it is that they want you to do. I have to go. I have breaking news in Perugia.
Yeah. Ben started it.
Okay, fine.
Because at that point, I knew we were good for a grand. Was Best Of. I don't know how many people listen to Best Of. Our numbers normally don't drop when we're running Best Of, so either.
Oh. In January, they actually went up.
Yeah, I was sick a lot in January. They went up, which is not a good sign. But at that point, I knew I had at least a grand if I sang the Merle song. So this is all Ben's fault.
You're right. It had nothing to do with you singing or playing it before that.
I never played. I played bumpers.
Right.
But I never really sang the entire song.
No.
And you could watch. I went back and looked at the PayPal account right after we did it. And everybody that called and promised money delivered. Even a month later, they said, I meant to do it. I didn't realize, you know, I didn't hear it until I listened to it on RussMartin.fm that you did it. So I'm donating this for that. So it ended up being like $4,200 that we made in that 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Not bad.
That's more than Merle.
That's right.
Get out my calculator, bitch. I have to start charging more for the white trash party. Okay. What did I say, $4,200?
Yeah, go with that.
$4,200 divided by what?
Well, what unit are you wanting to say?
2.2.
Okay. That would a little over 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Divided by 2.2. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's $2,000 a second. I can't be right.
A minute.
It looks like it's $1,900 a minute.
$31.81 a second.
Almost $32 a second.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me $32 a second, I'll do most anything short of sucking somebody off or killing. I'll pitch wheelbarrows for $32 a second.
We know you will.
You need a wheelbarrow, Dr. Thornton?
What's that? A wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
No.
We sell them now.
Glad to know it. What do they cost?
It's $160.
Yep.
I guarantee you I can get you one if you need one.
Appreciate that.
It's a good one. Moves 300 pounds, make it feel like it's only 17.
All right.
Who makes it?
Works.
It's a high-quality wheelbarrow you got there.
W-O-R-X.
X.
Works.
Yep.
They gave me that copy today. This needs to start today. You have to endorse this. Well, first of all, I don't know anything about the company. I don't know anything about the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
And you already know my template for endorsement.
Yes, yes.
So I thought it was a hose job since it's April 1st.
Right.
Or April 2nd to you people listening in the morning, 1190.
Thank you.
At 50,000 watts at 7 o'clock. So I thought it was a hose. Hey, here's a spot for a wheelbarrow. Need this start today. Yeah. You amateurs come out on April 1st. We don't do anything on April 1st. That's the day we take off.
Yup.
All you chachis come out and try your stuff on April Fool's Day. So I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought Billy the Kid was trying to set me up because it had a bunch of words.
Ah, okay.
Lots.
So I called Billy the Kid. He said, I'm not cutting that spot that you gave me for the wheelbarrow. I didn't give it to you. I got one, too. He said, well, I don't care what it is. I'm not cutting it. And it turns out to be a real endorsement. Somehow our general manager's into wheelbarrows.
Okay.
Pretty, pretty big into wheelbarrows.
So did they lay one on you? Or
they brought it up. I said, well, first of all, I don't do endorsements unless I've tried the product, worked with the client, have somebody. I'm not going to endorse something that I don't endorse.
Right.
But Alfie goes, they brought you the wheelbarrows outside. All right, bring it in. And we put Alfie in it.
Yeah.
And then hauled him down the hall.
Very smooth. Nice, easy.
Even Alfie said it was a smooth ride.
A good ride.
Up until I dumped him into the wall. Which also was quite easy. He slid right out of that wheelbarrow like a nonstick skillet.
Sounds like a high-quality tool.
And for $160, it's an 8-in-1 a piece of magical
equipment.
It does 8 different things?
Yeah. We're not sure. All we figured out is the hall part.
Yeah.
We're not sure what else it does. It sounds like some type of Swiss Army wheelbarrow.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you like to ride in it?
I that sounds actually like a lot of fun.
We'll do that when we come back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:39, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by BFW Audi. Whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound North Loop Bay 20. Sorry, northbound West Loop Bay 20, just before Silver Creek. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. This one involving an 18-wheeler that has traffic jacked up back from I-30. Also, westbound 30 is jacked up back from Altamira. Also in Grand Prairie, eastbound 30, just after MacArthur, got a sold-out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to the belt line. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to the Plano Parkway. And finally, in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, right at Galloway, got an accident blocking the exit ramp there. In fact, the exit ramp's completely shut down right now. Traffic's backed up back to Big Town. The same accident causing delays on 635 south of I-30. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 featuring the Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Zombie. Tickets are on sale right now, but you can win them by calling 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12. 2.5.
Eagle weather brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Scattered storms will develop. They have developed and move across North Texas. during the evening hours. Some could be strong to severe with the possibility of gusty winds and quarter-size or larger hail. Otherwise, after midnight, things should calm down, turn cloudy. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow morning clouds, afternoon sun, and a high of 86. Right now, 78 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to RussMartin.com.
Okay. You really want to ride in the wheelbarrow?
Game.
Say it again.
I'm game.
Okay. Well, you want to help him prop open the door? I don't know why this is such a fantastic bit. Mm-hmm. Hauling around a psychologist in a wheelbarrow.
Beat slamming your head with a spork.
Well. Obviously, you're positive-minded. Wheelbarrow is half full.
Hang on, Cliff. All right, you got it.
Wow.
The camera shot. You
hey,
comfy?
Yeah, he just fit right in there.
What do you weigh? About 160?
165.
Okay. You should feel like less than 17 pounds as Dan pushes you out in the works aero cart.
Watch your heels.
Okay.
Tally-ho.
There we go.
Right there.
You know, you can hurt him just by dropping him like that.
I didn't drop him. I just threw him around the corner.
I'm not sure, but I think you dropped him.
No, it corners really well.
Yeah.
Short of him dropping you, was it a smooth ride?
It was a very smooth ride, but the ending was a little abrupt.
He did drop you.
Yeah. Yeah, he
I didn't drop him. Well, I just let him go.
I just let him go.
I no longer had control.
Yeah.
It was a tight turn.
So it corners well.
Yeah, very nicely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited to whore the product out.
you say that like you're just going to get started doing that.
That seemed like a high quality wheelbarrow for sure. Best wheelbarrow ride I've ever had.
As far as I know, only available at Home Depot. But originally, when I looked at the copy, I went, all right, this is April Fool's. This is a joke. It's not because the copy says, we all know the hardest part of any project is the heavy lifting. It's back-breaking work. But now, I have the Works Aero Cart, which I didn't at the time.
Yeah.
The 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier makes it so you can move the heaviest loads. And I can do it all by myself.
Yeah, you can.
See, the whole thing sounds like a setup.
Yeah.
The aero cart is a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover.
Mm.
Two E words.
Yeah.
A plant and rock mover, dolly, a bag holder, and more. It makes 200 pounds feel like 17. The 8-in-1 aero cart gives you the power to lighten every load and is a must-have tool for every home. Find the new Works aero cart in the garden section at your local Home Depot.
Hmm.
Then I thought, all right, if Billy the Kid's not setting me up, it's Alfie and Chloe. But this isn't really that good. If it was a dando spot... If you took out the wheelbarrow part and threw in Dando.
Yeah.
We all know the hardest part of any project is the heavy lifting. It's back-breaking work. But now I have the Dando Aero Cart. The 8-in-1 all-purpose Dando makes it so I can move the heaviest loads all by myself.
Yeah, you can. Ooh.
The Dando is a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover, plant and rock mover, bag holder, and more. makes 200 pounds feel like 17. The 8-in-1 Dendo gives you the power to lighten every load and is a must-have tool for every home. Find the new Dendo Aero Cart in the garden section at your local Home Dendo.
Yeah.
By then, somebody called and went, yeah, I seen it on TV today. I'm getting one.
So the 8-in-1, I still don't get.
It flips down. You use it as a dolly.
It can also be like a rock hauler or a potted plant mover if you got like big pots and things.
Well, that's still a wheelbarrow. That's a 1.
No, but it has like a sling thing that you can put on the front. You can put large rocks in it. So, in other words, you don't have to pick up the rock.
Just take the damn wheelbarrow and play with it.
I'm just telling you what I saw in the box.
I don't need one.
Yeah, you do.
I don't move things around anymore.
Would if you had one of these.
I have illegal wheelbarrows to move things for me.
Well, for those of us that still do our own heavy lifting.
Undocumented.
Down, I don't. Then I find out our general manager is really big on these wheelbarrows.
Yeah, he really wastes no time. He got to Dallas Fort Worth and immediately just kicked up some plug-ola.
You know he's got to be getting something on the side.
Oh, did you see the truck that he drives? Mm-mm, he's not getting that on his salary. He's getting under the table.
What's he drive?
Don't want me to say the name of it?
I don't think anybody cares.
It's one of those Ford Raptor trucks.
I don't know what a Raptor is.
It's a sport package, off-road package that Ford has.
Is it really big, really tall? I mean, not monster truck tall, but tall?
It's lifted, yeah.
It's that completely blacked out truck down in the parking lot.
Does he back into a spot?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Okay, that's an a-hole that parks in front of me.
Why are you calling him an a-hole?
Because we talked about it on the air last week.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Thornton was here. I said that would be one of the first questions I would ask if I was interviewing somebody. When you pull into your spot, you pull in forward or do you back in? Because to me, if you're backing in, you're more concerned about going home than getting to work. And then I go out that night and there's this big black truck that's in the parking spot just in front of me that's backed in. I went, ha ha, some thinks he's being funny.
Turns out. It's the new boss. I see it a lot with trucks, and Alfie tried explaining that last week.
I get it, that the turning radius on a truck, it's easier to back it in than to pull it in forward. I got that. I think it originally left a bad taste in my mouth because JD always did it with his truck, but he also did it when he was driving a small two-door car. He would always back in. So he was always more concerned about going... In my mind, that's what it means.
I got you.
Can't wait to get home.
Right.
To get out of here.
Forget about getting into work.
Yeah.
I'm planning for the drive home.
Yeah. Even at the gym this morning, because I usually just pull forward in, especially since Russ has told me about his hangups on it. But I'm at the gym, and some people say they will back into a spot because when they leave it, they can see more easily. Well, today, I almost ran over some Asian lady walking behind my car because she just happened to be in that spot where I just couldn't see her.
Why does it matter that she was Asian?
I don't know. I was just describing the scene.
Just a lady?
Yeah, just a lady. She was just going to her car, but she had to walk past mine, and I was starting to back out. And when I checked the rearview mirror, she wasn't in any glass portion. She was basically in that one part of the back of the car that was covered by the plastic.
Oh. Alfie, take the camera off me. She looked like this.
Little bit.
Uh-huh.
But it was weird because she didn't even know that she almost got run over. Because she wasn't looking at the car. She was looking back at the building.
Asians must always be thinking about technology.
Well, that's just horribly bigoted.
I don't think
stereotypical.
So. I don't think so. I think even Asians would admit... They're not the best drivers. They're just not. Again, maybe you're always thinking about, okay, how can I make the product better where I work? So they don't really focus on the road. I don't think Asians would consider it a stereotype. Are there a lot of Asian NASCAR drivers?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Well, it's a predominantly, you know, Southern American sport.
Asians live in the South?
Yeah, but there's like, I think there's one African American and I think one or two Hispanic guys in it. And there's only one woman.
Danica Patrick?
Yeah.
Surprised I knew that.
It's mostly white dudes.
There's a lot of fantastic Asian Formula One drivers and rally drivers, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's more of an international sport.
All right. All I know is what I know. I think I could, again, I could be wrong, but I think in like a slalom course, car, something like that, driving, yeah. I think I could be. I could win drunk.
Okay.
That's all I get to say.
All right.
I just got an email from Don Davis about Nikki Sixx. What's he in town promoting?
His concert is coming in town with 6 a.m., his band.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is he going to call us back?
Actually, I think he's going to come hang out in the studio.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wait, what time?
First of all, the date is going to be Friday, April 17th.
Nice.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What time? Because I don't know if, like, is he going to find out that we eat up like half his show?
No, he's not. He's going to be in concert by then.
Okay, good. Oh, we're good. We're cool.
Said could be here around 3, maybe hang out in the studio for the second segment, maybe 3:30 to 4.
Awesome.
And says Nikki and maybe two other members of the band. Well, who else is there? I know Nikki Sixx.
Yep.
Vince Neil.
No.
Vince Neil?
No.
Is Nikki and Motley Crue?
He is. But the
what's Vince Neil in? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is just Nikki Sixx's band.
Are we playing anything by Nikki Sixx's band?
I think we play a song called Life is Beautiful. It's pretty good.
Maybe we could get them to do that.
Yeah.
Or they could sing Merle with me.
No. Don't ask a rock legend to sing Merle.
I bet Nikki Sixx reveres Merle.
I bet he laughs. I bet he doesn't think you're serious.
Okay. How much, Slick?
$5.
It's not even worth me taking a drink.
It just goes to show how certain I am of my bet.
Yeah, I have no idea. When Chloe did the interview with a couple of guys from Stone Temple Pilots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even they were shocked. They didn't. They were like Merle,
but they had a Merle story.
Sure did. Yeah,
random. Yes, they just happened to.
Let me see. Chloe. Chloe interviews STP.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Dean and Eric? This is Chloe from the Eagle in Dallas.
Hey, Chloe. All right, Chloe. How are you?
Doing good, man. Well, I want to get this out of the way first. I've got to get your guys' thoughts on Merle Haggard.
Yeah, that. That's what you can expect from Nikki.
First of all, this was one of those radio tours. So, you know, you get 10 minutes, and that's, first of all, I don't like recorded interviews, and I don't like the windows.
Right. That's why you don't do them.
So we give them to Chloe. If it turns out effed up, then we use it.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
It's like when Chloe interviewed James Hetfield. He goes, you guys got a new DVD out. I forget what it's called. And he just goes on. I'm sure STP is used to, hey, what's new with the band? Are you guys doing okay without Scott Weiland?
Yep.
Doing okay without him. Who's the new lead singer for STP?
It's the guy from Linkin Park, Chester.
Okay. Is he good?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Questions like that.
What do you guys...
So, you know, they're going to have pre-prepared answers. Not because they're dicks, just because everybody asks all the same questions.
Yeah.
Chloe asks... What do you think about Merle Haggard?
Yeah, that threw him for a loop. I didn't realize it would take him that far off.
You couldn't ask us about somebody we know more about, like Gin Blossoms?
Maybe.
Biz Marquee?
Captain Tennille?
We love Muskrat Love.
Oh, who doesn't? Hell, that was the inspiration for our new album.
The Muskrat Love?
Mm-hmm.
Love will keep us together.
It does.
We also know about Faster Pussycat. Delight.
Mm-hmm.
Groove is in the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Big influence on us in STP. Also, Saigon Kick, Dishwalla. The band that did I'm a Hot Stepper. Big influence on us.
Kamikaze.
Is that what it's called?
In Kamikaze? Or
In a Kamikaze?
Something like that.
Also, if you listen to our music, you can hear a lot of influences from Right Said Fred and Enya.
Yeah, STP and Enya. I can hear the mashups now.
First, I want to get this out of the way first. I've got to get your guys' thoughts on Merle Haggard.
Dude, I wouldn't have had the balls.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Even if I gave them the heads up. All right, I'm going to ask you about Merle Haggard, then we're going to start the interview. Okay. I still wouldn't have had the balls to do it. Unless it was just live on the air. All right, I got to make this entertaining. I got to go with it.
And if anything, if you were able to work it in, you probably would have worked it in after you've asked a couple of questions. Yeah. Get them comfortable.
Promote where they're going to play. Make them feel like you really understand the music and their thoughts. And I have no idea where Stone Temple Pilots is from. It sounds like
they're from California.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. Get them into that mood and then go. You know, I just some of your influences of because music kind of has a sort of a Seattle feel to it, maybe a little Jimi Hendrix and Merle Haggard.
What?
What'd you say?
You know, just got a good clean sound. It seems like you have some influences by Merle Haggard.
Merle what?
Haggard.
What happened to him?
That's his name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not
he
his.
Didn't get Haggard?
No, that's not his state. That's his name.
No, we didn't have any influence. I think I've heard the name Merle.
I can't think of anybody else on this planet named Merle.
There are very, very few.
Wasn't he a wizard?
Merlin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Isn't Merle short for Merlin?
Probably is.
It could be. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be.
Why would you think
be.
Our music is influenced by wizards? Or that game? Merlin. Merle. Don't know Merle. Oh. Merle Griffin. The game show guy.
That's Merv.
What?
Merv Griffin, not Merle Griffin.
Well, then I don't think, unless you're talking about Merle Streep.
We're late. We gotta stop. Sorry. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Stray cats? Get outdoor cats fixed and vaccinated for free this April. You can help the outdoor cats in your neighborhood by preventing unwanted kittens. Call the Spay and Neuter Network or visit spayneuternet.org for more info. Funded by PetSmart Charities.
They can carpool with tootsies. 606, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Gotta check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Getting started off in Fort Worth. Northbound West Loop Bay 20 just before Silver Creek Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-30 in Grand Prairie. Eastbound I-30 just after MacArthur. Got a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Beltline. And finally in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, right at Galloway. Got an accident there, has the exit ramp shut down. Traffic there is backed up, back from Big Town Boulevard. Also causing delays on southbound 635, back from I-30. Over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by GEICO. Tonight, storms After midnight, those storms should dissipate. We'll hit an overnight low of 66. Tomorrow morning, we'll have some clouds that will give way to afternoon sun as we hit a high in the mid-80s. Right now, 78 and 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alfie, you talk to Sawyer Brown, see if they're coming on.
I emailed their publicist. Haven't heard back from them yet.
When was the last time they had a hit?
Whenever this song came out, I guess.
Why do you need a publicist?
They had the one listed on their website.
Oh. Probably somebody in the family.
Yeah. It's like cousin
Brown.
Or, yeah.
Is there actually anybody in the band named Sawyer Brown, or is that just like Jethro Tull? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not a guy, it's a band. Yeah, I'm looking up here.
Well, it's not that important.
Well, no, I'm curious, too. There's one, two, looks like there's five guys.
There's no one named Sawyer or Brown in Sawyer Brown.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
Well, could be a combination of a couple of things. It's like Conway Twitty. His name was a combination of, Conway, Texas, and Twitty, Arkansas, or vice versa. That's where he got it.
Yeah.
I don't know what his real name was. It had to be pretty bad to change it to Conway Twitty.
Oh, we've looked it up before. Hang on.
Yeah. Damn.
Harold Lloyd Jenkins.
That's it.
Harold Jenkins? Nothing wrong with that.
Just
change
plain.
It to Conway Twitty. You
that thought stands
maybe
up.
His name was like Stick Hole Junior.
Oh my God, there's two of them.
Yeah. For us to market you, we're going to have to change your name from Stick Hold It. It's something different. How about Conway Twitty? The hell is that? A couple of cities. Sounds like you're naming me after a bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conway. I think it's Conway, Arkansas, and Twitty, Texas.
Okay. Yeah, Sawyer Brown is the name of the road where they practiced.
Where is that?
Well, they were actually founded in Apopka, Florida, by five members of country pop singer Don King's road band.
Don King had a road band?
Yes, and it's these guys.
We're not talking about the boxing promoter.
No, that's why they specifically said country pop singer Don King.
Oh.
So after he retired, his road band decided, hey, let's form a band ourselves. And then... That was 1981 when Don King retired, and then these guys became Sawyer Brown, not one of whom has Sawyer or Brown in the name of their actual names.
Okay. Again, I'd heard the name, didn't really know anything about him. I was just looking for bumpers because Don Davis wanted me to update the bumpers that we use. He wanted something less country.
Well, technically, he got it.
So, it kind of rockabilly. Wait till I throw some Carl Douglas in there.
Yeah.
Carl Douglas?
Google it.
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm afraid.
Carl with a C. Carl Douglas.
Oh!
You have to.
Oh, yeah. I'm with Alfie. Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes kung fu fighting.
That's right.
Those was fast as lightning. Which one of you bitches kicked me? Okay. Let's see. Anything we want to play for Dr. Thornton we've done this week just to show off? Got a couple of new dando spots I haven't cut yet. I've really been the mood to cut anything.
I understand.
I'm all ears for a new dando spot.
Well, I haven't done one yet. You know, my dog died.
Rocco.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did it check on the wall?
Yeah, I saw that.
What's it say?
$10,000 from Lincoln Tech. to the Russ Martin Listeners Show Foundation, or show Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation.
They brought that up Monday.
Awesome.
I was supposed to go to the car appearance on Saturday with Dan, Chloe, and Alfie, and I didn't want to go. And they understood. I'm guessing Brian from Lincoln Tech is an animal person.
He is, as well as Nicole.
Nicole. So they said, well, since you weren't there, we had a surprise for you. They brought the check in, and they said in Rocco's memory.
Wow.
And, of course, I couldn't talk, and my buddy Dan's not going to help a brother out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to have a little silence, let the emotion be felt.
But we don't get ratings if there's dead air. Guess I just figured that out a few months ago. The new rating system, if there's no signal, there's no ratings.
We breathe into the microphone. I did a little extra.
Obviously, I'm going to have to just get cry music, since everybody likes to do that. Dan brought a police officer in. We won't say which department. I don't know if you'd get him in trouble or not. But he works near the station, a part-time job doing security. Mm-hmm. And
Big cop. Big cop.
Yeah. Big cop. Mm. Big white cop.
That's a rare breed.
And I guess they pay him in cash because he brought in half of what he earned and gave it to the foundation.
Wow.
And he didn't come in expecting to meet Russ or anything like that. It just kind of worked out.
And I'm not big on taking money from cops.
Yeah, this is for cops.
He goes, well, you know, it's a part-time job. Obviously, I have to work a part-time job, which they shouldn't.
Yep.
That's what means more coming from a police officer or firefighter, because a lot of them have to work part-time jobs because we don't pay them enough.
That's right.
So I forgot where I was going with that.
But
I choked up then, and of course, Dan, the pole, lets me just sit and marinate.
Stewing in it.
What? I like to cook.
Maybe I'll get somebody in here that can that will fill airtime when I'm choked up. Like now.
But I think the listeners like it.
Well, they can like it, but...
We can just fill airtime just for the sake of filling airtime. It's not going to be a very compelling, though. It's going to sound like
but I know at a certain point, we stop getting ratings. I can't talk about the rating system. It's just like if there's dead air, it's not people tuning away. It's just the new technology.
Yeah.
So we could start, when I choke up, we could just start running.
I think that's too upbeat.
Thank you for listening to the Russ Martin Show. When we return, be sure to ask about our Boo Boo Kitty Dance Party, hosted by the dead James Brown. Your business is very important to us, but I haven't written anything down to tell you why. When we come back on the line, ask about Don Davis's big ass feet. Anyone?
No, I'm good right now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I've never said this to you. I said it to JD many times.
Hey.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, say it.
You've been a great help.
No.
Hang on.
I remember the first time I used it on JD, he just kind of sat back and went, whoa.
You bring a lot to the show. You're a pathetic piece of S.
Days that he wasn't listening.
Right.
Like when I would say, you know, obviously you need somebody on the other side. If I go, fat chicks don't deserve sex, he goes, yeah, I know. That's when I would look at him and go, you know, you have failed as a sidekick.
That's it.
Damn it.
That's tough words.
Well, just kind of float along. Yeah, I know.
Well, sorry. I guess it's one of those things you tripped over too much truth for him to disagree with. It's like, man, I'd really love to play my role here, but man, Russ is really right on this. They don't deserve sex. God.
Okay. Back to news.
We certainly can.
Okay. Hang on. I got an email from a listener that said, I'm not trying to bring things down, or I am. I haven't decided yet. What is this? This is a copy for that stupid wheelbarrow. Find it at Home Depot. Comments. Okay, first of all, I still have Dr. Thornton's notes from last week.
Okay.
Comments on this week. This is from a guy. Russ, I only discovered the show a couple of years ago, but it rapidly became something I enjoyed listening to as much as possible and made it a point to catch. So obviously we're appointment listening or whatever you call that.
I like that.
I'm not out to blow smoke up your ass or make you feel uncomfortable, but I appreciate the show, the humor, the insight, and the effort you guys put into every day. As a veteran and as someone who's worked with various PDs and law enforcement agencies over the years, I appreciate your personal respect. Having said all of that, here's my slightly complex plan for the stuff that you don't know what to do with. Hold on to Mandy's until the white trash party. Have someone run the silent auction for the stuff you think you'll get bids for at the party, because you know they'll get drunk and bid up.
That is true. You may even do it yourself.
With the proceeds, then go out and acquire an XM42 personal flamethrower, currently legal in 49 states.
What's the one?
Yeah, who was the holdout? Maybe Hawaii? Even though you're surrounded by water.
Yeah, it's constantly wet. That'd be one of the safest states.
Take all the stuff that didn't get bid on, put it in a big pile, and use the flamethrower to light that on fire. Have Alfie film that. Tell the listeners that you'll put the video on the archives for a donation so they can see it, blah, blah, blah. In addition, anything you get from the auction that didn't get spent on the flamethrower can go in as well. Also, as far as your performance objectives thing that you have to fill out for the company, you know about this?
Mm-mm.
Dan, catch him up really quick.
We now have to do job reviews. Yeah. Some job things that we have to do can be monthly, quarterly, or just ongoing yearly. Most of our stuff is just ongoing yearly, but we now have to have a annual review.
Quantifiable thing?
Kind of. But we got to go into our...
Dan thinks it was... A lot of employees were using the excuse of, I don't really know what my job is, or that's not my job.
Mm-hmm. It's all of a sudden I'm doing the job of two or three people, but I'm just one person type of stuff.
So why should I have to take that over?
Right.
Because we pay you money. The other people, we don't pay money no more. Would you like to join that club?
No.
Okay, then you will do the extra job.
Anyway, it's a way to define so they know, here's your gig.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was, first of all, I'm not going to fill it out.
I know.
F them. And don't fill it out for me.
Okay.
What are they going to do? It says nowhere in my contract, anywhere, that I have to fill those things out.
It does not, especially when everybody here knows what our job is. You especially know what your job is, and really it's only one thing. Everything else, everything that you do falls under that one umbrella, which is get ratings.
He says, finally, for the whole performance objectives thingy, remember, performance objectives and goals should be SMART, meaning specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-based. So obviously this guy lives in the corporate world.
No kidding.
Then he gives an example. Some of this really isn't funny. It's this increased percentage of margin over number whoever's number two behind us in key demographics from 2 times to 8 times percent.
I like his tenacity and his
Closed market share gap for women's demos from whatever it is now to whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I get.
He said, and by crying on the air, I think you've helped.
He's not. He's right. Because what was Alfie when he was crying the last few days? Who was lighting up the phones?
We've had tons of women callers. I had one woman call in about last week in particular, said it was she was crying in her car, couldn't stop, that it was very cathartic for you. She felt your pain. She felt your – I guess it was therapy for you on air.
Well, not only that, but I mean, because we all know how rare it is that Russ shows that and shares that type of emotion. So really, when Russ cries, we all cry.
You don't.
Well, I'm
heartless.
I can be heartless. Like
the whole robot joke isn't funny. You're heartless.
It is kind of funny. I'm able to, you know.
I love watching this guy cry. This guy that's 50. What am I, 54?
Yes.
55.
You're 54. Don't age yourself prematurely. Otherwise, you start crying again.
I was born in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be 55 this year.
Thank you.
You got plenty of time before that, though.
Good. Gives me plenty of time to write the parody song. I can't be 55.
There you go. I can't live past
55.
Bang.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of Walker jokes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Colostomy bags, blood drives.
Oh.
One foot on the commode, one head in the trash. I don't know. I'm flying.
I think it's time to put him in a home.
Also, put in your performance goals. Increase overnight ratings on the Mighty 1190 to blank with the Rusty Gear Show.
Mm-hmm.
Just some thoughts. I hope you'll find this mildly amusing. I'm sorry about your friend.
I got an email today from a guy about Rocco, and he specifically told me, please pass this on to Russ. He didn't send it to you because he knew better, but he said, when you think he can handle it, show him. I said, okay.
What is it?
It's just he was expressing his sympathy for you losing Rocco, and then he was also sharing the story because he just recently had to put his friend down. Which is sort of like it's like, hey.
I think every guy, I'm sure it's as hard for women.
And then he also attached the Rainbow Bridge poem.
Dude, don't do that.
That's why. No, I did not.
I'm not short sheeting women. Although some of you bitches are bitches.
Amen.
But it's okay for women to cry. And I think it's more of a struggle. Because as a man, you go, hey, my man, I'm not supposed to cry. You know, boys cry. But when your dog dies, you're 6 years old again.
Yeah.
And your puppy just passed. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do about it. So I think it's harder for guys to put a dog down only because we struggle with the emotions. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would say that you're right about that. I think that's a shame. I mean, it's a stupid cultural...
I mean, if I let go, I could sob heavily.
Yeah, yeah.
But luckily, I know I have my whole staff to back me up that will talk while I'm sobbing heavily.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
That's right.
What? Sorry, I was TV.
So I was watching TV while you grieve because I'm sick of hearing about you and your damn dog.
When are you going to get over that?
Yeah. It's been a week. Get over it.
Oh, God. Still sad.
No, Rocco's still dead. I'm just, what do you expect? Come back? Push the boulder away from the cave. All of a sudden, I've risen.
Jesus, Rocco.
You want Easter, Rocco?
I saw a sign in someone's yard that says, he is risen. I knew who they were talking about.
All right. Here's the one I was looking for, then I'm done. Lincoln Tech check.
Mm.
I don't always get a chance to listen live or even the day after in the mornings, but thanks to the downloads, I can listen and get a chance. I've been a subscriber to .fm for years. On March 30th, when Brian from Lincoln Tech was in studio, presenting you with a nice, healthy check, I'm telling you, brother, that brought tears to my eyes. Lots of them. In memory of Rocco is what sealed my bitch crying session. Mm-hmm. And I don't get that, how it would affect somebody else. They know my dog. They don't know me.
I think it's empathy. I think people are thinking about, you know, times that they've been in the same situation, or just allowing themselves to get caught up in it. Sort of like when you watch a movie. You know what you're watching, you know, is that's not real, but you may cry along with the movie. This, though, they know it's real, and they get engrossed in it, and it kind of makes sense. I got a number of people on Twitter that said they were crying in their cars.
I mean, I get the empathy, and I don't want to beat this, Seth. We got a break. I get the empathy, but I don't get actually being moved to tears by somebody that I've never met. I'm talking about the listeners and me.
Right.
An animal that they couldn't give a rat's ass less about.
See, that's where you're wrong. They care. The reason why they care is it's because it's may not have met you, but feel like they know you. Feel like they've heard stories for years about Rocco, about how Rocco would chase the damn pool cleaner around the pool in South Lake and was so excited when he finally caught that mother effer.
Pulled it out and laid in the lawn chair and went, whew, man. White people work hard.
It was sort of like a lion that you see on safari that it was sitting back appreciating its kill. That was what Rocco was doing. So, I mean, you hear stories about the dogs, and they kind of become extensions.
I suppose.
And they're characters in their own right.
Let's see. I had to put a dog down. She was 16, pushing 17. It broke my heart. I'm tearing up now thinking about it. Also, as a former police officer, talks about the foundation. Appreciate what your foundation does. I appreciate your love and willingness to help dogs and cats, and also tigers with Billy the Kid's help.
Yep.
So from one alcoholic to the master, thank you.
Very nice.
From one animal lover to another, thank you. From an ex-cop to a bitch non-beater, thank you. You got on that deal, and I followed it as closely as I possibly could. I'm glad it worked out in the correct way. Peace out, sexual chocolate.
Really?
There, bottom line.
Yeah, atta boy. Oh, yeah, I like that PS too.
What was the other PS?
Stop making me cry.
Well, have people stop bringing me checks. Yeah. And what was his name?
Sam.
All right. This is in Sam's honor. That's a mic hitting the floor.
Yeah.
Sexual chocolate.
Here you go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
6:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is over the MyPlates.com traffic center in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go westbound 635. Right at Marsh, got an accident there. Sorry, I got a stalled 18-wheeler there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the tollway. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at 635, right there in the high 5. Got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic is backed up back from the belt line. Moving to Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, right at Galloway. Got an accident, has the exit ramp shut down. Traffic there is jacked up back from 635. Also causing delays on southbound 635, back from I-30. Finally, in Grand Prairie, eastbound 30, just after MacArthur, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up, back from the bush. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. This from CBS 11's Larry Mowry. Just a couple minutes ago, he said a handful of isolated storms moving east-northeast. None are severe at this time, but brief heavy rain and small hail is possible. But after midnight, should all dissipate and should just be cloudy. Those clouds will remain in the morning and eventual afternoon sun tomorrow with a high of 86. Right now, 78 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, you got anything on hold I want to get to?
I got a veteran on line four calling about people rallying around others when animals pass.
Okay. Yes, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
What do you got, boss?
I was just wanting to say, you're talking about how no one or you don't understand why everyone's showing you support for Rocco.
Yes, sir.
All right. When I was stationed in Iraq, one of my dogs had to be put down. She was living at home. She wasn't in Iraq with me, but she had to be put down for cancer. And my entire platoon, even though they didn't know my dog, didn't even know her name, they showed me a great deal of support, and I'll never forget that. So, I was just wanting to say, you know, it's not always who you know or what you know, but everybody understands what it's like.
I know it's relatable, and I've said this, I don't know how many times, the biggest reason I brought it up was the person that should have cared the most, the former owner, my ex, didn't care, and that's what pissed me off.
Right. Well, that pissed me off too, man.
what part of the service were you in?
I was in the Army, U.S. Infantry.
What is it, Dan?
Well, I'm glad he answered that. I was afraid he was going to tell you the last part.
Infantry.
You know, the babies.
No, we ain't no babies. The guys kicking down doors and kicking asses.
What was your rank?
I was just a specialist.
In murder?
I was going to say that.
One rank below sergeant.
I'm sorry, but it sounds cooler. Like if someone says,
I'm a specialist?
Yeah, it's like,
what are you a specialist in? Freedom.
Mm. Well, if it makes it sound any cooler, I was a designated marksman and a special weapons team leader.
Sounds pretty cool to me.
That sounds like a sergeant that should have been a sergeant.
Maybe.
Thank you for the call, boss.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Right.
Yeah, when you say specialist, that doesn't sound like a rank. That just sounds like something that you do.
Like somebody, they brought somebody in. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Call in the wolf.
You calling in Mr. Wolf? Well, well, Negro, that's all you had to say. You sending a wolf.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you can walk into a tent, and you can, and a colonel. And be like, I'm the Colonel.
Potter.
I am Colonel Potter. But then if some guy behind him walks in, I'm Joshua. I'm the specialist. Everyone's going to go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Are you talking about from the Lethal Weapon?
Do the lighter trick.
Oh, sh**.
That's Mr. Joshua.
That's Gary Busey. That's Gary Busey setting his hand on fire before he went crazy.
That's right. That's Gary Busey before the wreck.
Yeah. I will set my hand on fire now. But this is long before I was crazy. Watch this. See how I don't flinch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
We really should not let Gary Busey play with fire. Really shouldn't let Gary Busey play with much of anything. How he's allowed to play with electronics is beyond me.
I'm surprised. What was it? Amazon Fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that was smart on their part. Those are great commercials.
Oh, the outtakes. Oh.
That's Gary Busey. That's me.
I'm kind of screwing that up, but you get the idea.
I'm screaming at my own TV set. Gary Busey. Nothing comes up.
Then you start screaming at lamps.
Hey, Lamp. Am I Gary Busey? Okay, the lamp answered me. How come the TV won't say nothing? But it does now, because I got the Amazon Fire.
Yeah!
Now all my furniture talks to me.
I think Dr. Thornton's notes were about Rocco's, and I don't want to get back into that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can save that for another time.
Got on Facebook.
It's poignant. Mm-hmm. I think I've worn this one out, and
I hear you.
I've apologized to listeners in the email. Sorry if I've vented too long. I apologize.
I was crying when I wrote them, man, so I understand.
Did you really?
Yeah.
When you wrote the notes?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm still not reading it.
What you got, Dan?
Kevin on Facebook sent me a message. He said, Russ wonders why we get worked up. Like he said, we remember. I was just thinking, I'm 47, and I remember every time, and all 8 dogs, their names, the whole thing. Also, as our head retard in charge, that's you, Russ.
Thank you.
We feel like we know him.
Okay. And I think I told somebody via email, and I also told them if they repeated it, that I would have them put down. I said the show is cathartic, and if it weren't for the listeners, this would have been a lot harder, because at times I do consider the listeners family. I said, and if you repeat that, you're a dead man. Mm-hmm. And I'm hitting the delay now.
No, don't you get your finger off that button.
Well, nobody needs to know this.
Let them hear it once.
Well, they'll start to feel like people.
Hang on. They are people. And besides, you've left yourself an out in what you said. You said you see listeners as family. You don't even talk to most of your family.
I consider the listeners more of my family than my blood.
Well, see, now I can't help you.
Yeah, I'm hitting the little
light. Get your finger off that button. Let them hear it.
But they're going to think they're important.
They are.
Not to me.
They know. That's why they need to hear it on occasion.
All right. If it means something to you, take it. Savor it. Ain't going to happen that often. Not adopting any more dogs.
Have you told Johnny that?
No. And I probably will.
Yeah, you will.
Nope. Johnny's not with Paws in the City anymore. She went to work for something that pays money. I guess she got hungry.
It happens. Happens to the best of us.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's unfortunate.
But I'm sure Mark's going to bring in whatever his last name is. What is his last name?
Verma.
Yeah. Mark Verman. He's going to bring a dog in, and I'm going to go, okay, that dog needs a home now. It's like the deaf one. Everybody's going to call me. Well, look at that.
Who dat?
Hey, Officer Lonnie. can I put you on my speakerphone? All right.
Is everything okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. I forgot. All right. You ain't sitting out in front of my house, are you? All right. Yeah?
He's waiting for you, isn't he?
All right. No, you're not. You're on my cell phone. I gotta go. Don't sit out in front of my house. All right. Thank you for calling me, brother. All right. Love you, too. Say it. You ungrateful black bastard.
That's the most I've never heard him talk.
Did you hear him at all?
I could. He resonated a little bit, but I couldn't understand anything he was saying.
Yeah, I don't know why he called while we're on the air. But I'm just showing you recent calls.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say at the very top?
Officer Lonnie.
Okay.
Oh, I believed you. Even if I didn't believe you, I could hear his voice coming out of your phone.
Yeah, man, I just want to tell you something. Rocco is looking down in heaven right now, knowing he had the best home.
Is that what Lonnie was saying?
Yeah, and it sounded like he was starting to choke up, and he goes,
Also, since you made Rocco my alter ego.
Which I don't remember doing.
Yeah, I think you said it once.
Oh.
Yeah. It was one of those rare times Lonnie was listening intently. I'm a what?
Because I feel your loss, man.
It sounded like he started to choke up.
See? And has Officer Lonnie ever met Rocco?
No.
Let's see.
And I've never met Officer Lonnie.
But you guys have a relationship. You have a rapport. Very special. Special bond.
You put me on the air and I'm going to have my penis beat your ass.
You don't want that.
It's not. It's just ugly. I turned my penis loose once. It was a suspect. It was a little faster than me. Hang on. I got to turn on my sirens since I'm on the phone. I had to turn my penis loose on a suspect.
What happened?
Well, my penis forgot the safe word and just ate.
Never mind. We'll be back. Thank you, Lonnie.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:58. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy. It's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Let's get started off in Dallas. South 935, right at Inwood Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Mockingbird. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at 635, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Campbell Road. And finally, in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just after MacArthur, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. 97.1 The Eagles BFD is Sunday, May 31st at the Jexa, featuring Pretty Reckless in this moment. Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin. And Rob Zombie. It's impressive. Tickets are on sale right now. Tickets are on sale right now at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Geico. Tonight, well, a few isolated storms are still possible, but for the most part, all the bad stuff is gone. Low is 66. Tomorrow, morning clouds followed by afternoon sun and a high of around 86. Right now, 78. And 97.1, the Eagle.
My bitch better have my money.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
I don't charge by the inch, I charge by the foot. Think I'm lying, bitch, here, take a look. 100% USDA grade AB. Here's my card, call me.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So...
We call that our cathartic bumper.
Yes.
I think you've been, I don't mean this racially, but I you've used the term before. A lot of times it's hard to observe and analyze a situation as a psychologist if you become part of the tribe.
Yes. And I don't think tribe is a racist word at all.
No. I didn't want anybody to take it that way. But if we got you singing, bitch better have my money, I think you're part of our tribe.
I believe I've been inoculated here.
Also possibly indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated is probably a better word for what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. And if you actually want to rub crotches together, we're big into tribulation.
That would be a trial.
Okay. What do we have left, Dan?
Well, since it's still technically April Fool's Day, in case you pulled an April Fool's prank today because you're an amateur, perhaps you decided to do one on your boyfriend or girlfriend. These are some examples of what not to do, such as anything that has to do with his or her job, like getting their boss to pretend to fire them. they don't realize it's a joke, things could get ugly really, really quick. And then it's your fault. Another one, what not to do, is anything that might physically hurt them. Pranks that involve pain usually aren't that funny. Unless you're the person that's doing the prank. And if something goes wrong, they could really get hurt.
Well, everybody expects something on April 1st.
Right.
Google, I think for today, somehow they were able to change their domain to com.google.
Yeah, Google went backwards.
To where if you actually typed in com.google, it would go to Google. I don't know how you do that. I don't really care. To me, it's not that interesting.
Oh, Alfie was caught up. Yeah, it was today. Google Maps had their own April Fool's prank, and that was they turned their Google Maps, the streets stuff, was turned into a Pac-Man game.
Dude, it's badass.
See? He was playing Pac-Man on the streets immediately surrounding the station, including the loop that goes around our building and the health club next door.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I missed that one.
Yeah, he's going up and down the tollway. He got caught going, and it makes you go in the proper lanes of traffic.
How do you, they have the Energizer dots?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think he got an Energizer dot at Keller Springs in the tollway. Looped back down to Alpha, ate up a ghost. Tucked into Farmer's Branch, ate some more dots.
That's while he was at work, on my dime.
I told him not to.
Dan, yeah. No, you didn't.
I did. I said, dude, if Russ catches you, he's going to be upset.
How long did he play it? Because you made it sound like he was on it for a while.
Oh, it was like 2 hours.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It was really.
Hey, bitch, you owe me money.
It was 90 seconds max, and it was just to see what they were doing.
You realize that he can pull up the information on your computer and see how long you were playing it.
I know.
I get Mike Hudman to pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
You waste 2 hours of my money, bitch better have it. Break my foot off in your ass.
It wasn't no 2 hours, it was 90 seconds.
How dare you take on a tone with me?
You know what happens when you talk back.
You better get me those 2 hours back.
I'll get you.
Rain, sleet.
Or snow.
Snow.
And not some, not half, but all his cash.
Otherwise, I'm going to break my foot off in your ass.
That's Shakespeare!
Anyway, so don't do anything. Don't do anything that has to do with their job, like pretending to get them fired. Don't do anything that might physically hurt them. And number three, don't make it look like you're pulling a prank, like you're cheating.
Cheating on
your significant other.
Infidelity, okay.
Yeah, like leaving a bunch of unwrapped condoms in the trash can. Not a good idea.
Full of, like, Hellmann's.
Yeah. And it's also important because you don't want to trick them into cheating, like texting from a stranger's phone and pretending to be an old boyfriend or girlfriend. You might just end up angry if they're even slightly nice when they respond.
Especially if you've got no way to prove
right
that, hey, this was all a setup. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, baby.
That's right.
Baby, you're not laughing. April Fools.
Or it's like you think it'll be funny because so you borrow a buddy's phone that you know she doesn't have the number, and you start flirting a little bit. And then you send her a photo of your junk, and then she sends back a photo of her junk saying, yeah, I want it, baby.
And you get her on the phone.
Hey, bitch. Mm-hmm. Why are you sending my boy Leron? Why are you sending him pictures of your cans?
Huh? I don't know what.
I'm using Leron's phone. I was texting you, just jacking around. All of a sudden, you sent him pictures of your cans. First of all, I'm gonna kill Leron.
No, I just no.
And when I get home, it ain't gonna be April Fool's for you no more.
Well, I don't have Leron's number.
You texted back your cans.
I didn't know such thing.
How you text back your cans? You ain't got Leron's number.
Mm-hmm. I didn't text
you
anything.
You got Leron's number. How you text back pictures of your cans? You better buy your way out of this.
I knew it was you.
But you didn't. The bitch better have my money.
I don't have any money. You know that. That's why I'm with you.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and take my own mugshot and turn myself in because I'm coming home.
And then finally, do not, under any circumstance or situation, fake propose.
Oh,
I don't know anyone who would actually do that unless he has a death wish or wants to end the relationship.
It depends on how long you've been together. Let's say it's a month. Well, she's going to know it's... She should know it's a joke.
Depends on how convincing you are in your proposal.
Bastard better have my ring. Bastard better have my ring.
Yeah, there are two ways that it can backfire. One, she could break up with you. Or she could make you feel so guilty that you'd have to propose for real. And this is sort of an extra one. It's kind of along the same lines as the fake proposal. For guys, don't fake propose to your chick. Girls, don't pretend to be pregnant.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Don't do it to your boyfriend or your parents. And don't post it on Facebook just to mess with people. Half of them won't see the follow-up that says you're kidding. But the most important thing is, chicks, don't tell your guy you're pregnant.
Oh, that's great that you're pregnant. Let's go celebrate at Six Stairways Over Texas.
Next thing I knew, I was going downstairs.
I don't know, Texas, shoot them out.
What else you got?
All right. Well, not that. That's too depressing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do this. A new survey found the strangest things people have done while they were driving.
Is driving one of them?
No.
I guess
that's the sad part.
Okay.
15% have gotten it on. 9% have changed clothes. 4% have brushed or flossed teeth. 4% have taken a selfie. That number's low because I see people a lot taking their car photos.
Maybe it's easier to take a selfie now since you've got the reverse camera.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I would guess you'd have to...
You had to turn it.
Turn the camera phone that way and take it and see if you got... Why do you need a picture a driving? Just to prove that you can, or to prove that you're an idiot?
Honestly,
here's
that is the
most... a picture of me driving.
That's the most common photo that I see when I go through your matches on Match.com. Almost every chick has a photo of herself in her car.
I've seen a few of those. I can't tell if they're driving or not, but normally it's from the POV of the steering wheel back towards the creature.
Yes.
They're like, damn, who knew that breed could drive?
I know, especially so soon out of the water.
Yeah.
You don't expect them to acquire skills that complex.
I wonder if they drive one of those Volkswagen things, you know, that floats so they can drive straight home.
It helps with the transition between water and land.
It's amphibious.
Is you amphibious?
I am. And not only am I, but so is my car.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever come over to your house. I have no punchline for you and your ugly ass.
Mm-hmm. 3% have switched drivers while driving.
Have I done that? I think Chloe and I have done that, but we've done it like a cargo van where it's a little easier.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm the driver. I'm going to hold the steering wheel with my left hand. You reach over with your right, and you grab it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hand the bottle to you with your other hand.
Yeah, the important things.
And then passing bottles of
Jack
on the freeway from vehicle to vehicle.
That sounds safe.
And I stayed in my driver's seat.
Oh,
Chloe
good for
was
you.
In one of the station cargo vans and actually drove with his left hand and reached out the passenger window. It was, in fact, it was a bottle of Southern Comfort.
Yes.
Man, that is some dedication.
65 miles an hour.
Wow. When I was young, when cars just had one seat in the front, you know, and no seatbelt laws, you driving with your chick, she's all snuggled up with you, and she would You know, you do the clutch and she shifts the gears for you.
You play with your weenie?
That's another shift, but.
But she really shifted the gears?
Yeah, she could shift the gears.
But didn't play with your weenie?
Well, not while I was driving, no.
Well, that's stupid. Why would she shift the gears? You felt like you had an automatic? Hey, bitch, shift my gears.
Yeah, I'd be kind of disappointed if she got in all snuggle like that, and then you tell her, hey, baby, why don't you shift my gear? And then she actually does it. That's disappointing.
Sorry. It was just things people do while I drive. You know, somebody else shifts the gears while I'm on the wheel. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
You outlaw.
Yeah.
No reason you should be on the road.
I'm bad. Yeah, I'm
too
bad.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
You're lucky there's a statute. Let somebody else. That's my rebellious years. I let somebody else run the stick shift. How'd you coordinate hitting the clutch and her hitting the changing gears?
Well, you know, just had to communicate. Do it, baby.
You never thought maybe, hey, just have her play with your.
You know, there's a time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm. Downshift.
quicker.
And then
it's like, well, you don't have a stick shift. Exactly. Get over here and drive it like it's a stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get up to the red light, you shake it back and forth like it's in neutral.
Uh-oh, looks like a hose came loose.
Now, light's about to change. Push your own into first. And I like to speed shift. So first, second, third, fourth, I got to overdrive and go to fifth.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think that's on my knob. I don't think that's an option. There were a few other things that less than 1% of people have done, but it still made the study while driving. Putting contacts. I've seen people, I don't know how, curl eyelashes, scratch off lottery tickets.
I've seen people do that all the time. Scratch off lottery tickets, do their makeup. That mirror ain't nowhere near looking behind them.
No. And also,
first thing I've done is, by the way, I think my name is Brian. Didn't I call yesterday and I was an a-hole?
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't like the fact that I agreed with Russ because Russ was right about something.
Yeah. My name's Brian. Some things I do is I like to get my Zoom Zoom on with Leron and my Miata while we're driving. And let truckers drive by and see what's going on. Show them what's good.
Give a good highway show?
Yeah. Sometimes I give a donkey punch to a real donkey. When I'm driving, I out the ass of a koala bear once while I was driving. I hate Qantas.
Not really sure if that.
One time driving, my name's still Brian. The idiot that called yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when I'm driving, I teabag rodeo clowns. Both balls and their big red lips while their big shoes are hanging out the window. Because I'm Brian. The effing idiot thought he was going to call and straighten Russ out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how'd that work out for old Brian?
I feel shame.
You should. Along with a lot of embarrassment.
A few of the rodeo clowns won't ride with me no more.
You've been shunned?
I have.
Yeah, and those when the rodeo clown shunned somebody, that's
well, the donkey won't even ride with me anymore. But he was from Tijuana.
As we all know, Tijuana donkeys will ride with pretty much anybody,
especially in a Miata. People love Miatas. That's it, Brian. That's my name.
Yeah,
that's what Brian likes to drive. I like to drive a Miata. Yeah. Makes me feel like a man. So truckers can drive by and see me getting a blowjob from Leron. I actually went to a concert one time and gave ZZ Top a real pearl necklace. I drove to the concert. That's how the driving ties into her.
Okay. Pretty impressive to do that around the beards.
Were you going to say something? Because I'm almost out.
pearl necklace to ZZ Top's pretty strong.
And, you know, none of the three guys appreciated it.
Really?
Not even one that didn't have a beard.
Oh.
Thankless bastards.
Well, you know, they've been around a long time, so they've probably seen and done it all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think they got a pearl necklace from a guy that drives a Miata named Brian? They called into the Russ Martin show yesterday to disagree with Dan, call him pussy. My name is Brian.
Yes. Highly likely.
Sometimes Leron and me play the pissing Calvin game.
What is that?
First person to spot one on another Miata gets a golden shower. I don't know what that means. Chloe wrote it.
Doesn't sound
I guess it's that sticker.
Yes.
Calvin peeing on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually another.
I got a sticker of just a drawing, a cartoon of Leron pissing on me. I got tired of all the controversy of the Calvin and the Ford and the Chevy.
So you went with more universally accepted?
Yeah, nobody seems to have a problem with that. I'm still waiting for Emery King to jump my ass. Say something while I drink.
Okay. He actually has a Emery King has a new video. I couldn't pull it because it's too visual. But if you're curious, you can pull up Emery King will teach you Spanish. Or actually...
Why is it visual?
It's because
I am still brining my Miata.
I know.
I'm the idiot that called in yesterday.
It's because you see him standing there and he says a number of things in Spanish, but the graphics come up of what the translation is. And since I don't know what some of the Spanish words are for some of the things he was saying, I could not edit it appropriately. Well, let's just say there were lots of things being sucked.
Speaking of sucking, mm-hmm. I am still Brian in my Miata.
Yes.
I'm the idiot that called yesterday to try to straighten Dan out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember me, Dan?
I do remember
I'm
you.
Brian.
You called me an idiot because I agreed with something good that Russ said.
Yeah, just because I was right. Hey, what have you been doing while I was gone?
Oh, we've just been playing with the wheelbarrow.
Oh, good. Is that Brian on the phone?
It is. He was, oh.
It is me.
All right, well, don't let me cut you off.
Thank you. I got a lot of things to say about me and my buddy Leron, who blows me while I drive my Miata. I like to finish at stoplights. Sometimes he gives me hand jobs inside my Miata.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Brian, the idiot you called yesterday.
Yes, you are.
I had the windshield wipers moved to the inside of the windshield.
That's just smart. That's just good planning.
Because sometimes I shoot hard.
Wow.
Leron's good with his hands. He used to be a dealer in Vegas. I don't know what that means, but it sounded fun.
It means he's good with his hands.
Alfie, what is line two?
She's calling, I guess, with something that Hawkeye was trying to do.
This morning on KSCS?
Yeah.
Or, what do they call it now?
New hey. Country KSCS.
Okay.
Yeah.
New country. The people are still alive.
Hi,
Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm thankful.
You're fine.
Thank
You're
you.
Fine. Happy April Fools.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, y'all were talking about the jokes and stuff. I listen to KSCS in the morning. I'm sorry, I can't get you on 1190 on AM.
You can now. This morning at 7 o'clock, starting this morning, this is no April Fools. They go to full power, which is 50,000 watts.
So I should be able to pick it up then.
Where do you stay?
In,
where do you
way north?
Where do you live?
In Anna. I live in Anna, Texas.
Anna is where?
North.
North of McKinney, south of Sherman, about right smack in the middle.
I believe 1190 at full power covers that area. So you know you can. Yeah, I'm not taking away from Hawkeye.
Oh, I know. I love Hawkeye. And actually, they played, well, supposedly some sort of a joke, and that's why I called.
What joke?
Because I don't really understand technology that well, you know, the whole computer. I can't, you know what, can I stop and just say you were the very first person that I heard about Dorsey from because of your...
That he passed away?
Yes, sir. Because you posted on there, this is going to be a really hard one to write about.
Yeah, I posted the picture. I said this is going to be a hard eulogy to write.
Yeah. Anyway, so just had to say that. But no, Hawkeye made sure he was like, well, it's gotten whatever. He bought ads, I guess, on all of these other radio stations' websites or what? I don't know.
Excuse me just a second, sweetie pie.
Yes,
Dan,
sir.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Bye. Tell me the story.
She's actually got it mostly correct. On Twitter, I saw Hawkeye this morning. He was posting screen caps of other radio station and radio shows' websites that had Tune In Now to 96.3 KSCS banner ads all throughout it.
How did he buy those? Did he really buy them?
It was a screen cap, so it looked that way. I know, especially on so he would post, big thanks to 98.7 K-Love for allowing us to buy ads on their website. And he had the screen cap. You click on it, and the whole background of their website is the KSCS banner logos, along with it saying Tune In Now to...
I seriously doubt he did that to, or tried to do that to us.
He got, let's see. I know we got K-Love.
Because all you have to do is ask me and I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, there wouldn't be any great coup to get
a KSCS. Hey, I got her call letters on the Eagle. You've had your call letters on the Eagle for the past 5 years.
Yeah. The Eagle's got your old jingle.
Yeah, I had to send you a copy of your old jingle.
That is pretty sad. The day Hawkeye emailed Russ, hey, I heard you got one of our old jingles. Can I get that?
Hey, let's call Russ Martin and wake him up. The first thing I'm going to ask is,
you guys run a delay?
Bye.
Oh, let me talk.
Nope.
My guess is they don't.
Probably not, no. I think most shows don't, even though there's... Ideally, they're supposed to, but...
I think Bo and Jim have to run a delay just in case one of their bags explodes.
You gotta worry about those fleeting expletives. And by fleeting, I mean when it leaves the bag.
Yeah. Like, damn it, Jim. Really? I thought you got that patched up.
You got to start patching that thing with something more than bicycle tire patches.
Dude, just spend the money and get a new colostomy bag. There's nothing wrong with this one. It explodes twice a month on the air. It always blows my barbecue bob bits. And my ninja.
They need to put that sound effect in their show.
Hey, it's Bo and... That's Jim.
Oh, it's happened again. Studio's getting flooded. It's up to our ankles now. They could do that all morning. It's like, okay, as it just continues to rise.
Sounds like a Johnny Cash song. How high is the colostomy bag, mama? 3 feet,
Three feet high and rising.
All right.
Let me think. Am I done with my bit? Is Brian the idiot they're calling yesterday who drives me out and gets blown by Leron? Leron Hubbard? The creator of Dynaramics?
So close.
The diuretics?
Almost.
Well, I don't know. Leron likes to piss on me a lot. Figure he's on the diuretics.
No. Well, he might be. I don't know. But that's not what the...
Well, you don't know Leron.
No, you're right. I don't know Leron. Maybe he did write diuretics.
Because he's really big into water sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Like big?
Like all over me. Like I could sing a Gene Kelly song and dance on the curb while he's peeing on me.
It's swing. Swing around a lamppost.
When he pees, I think something's wrong with his urethra. Because when he pees, it just comes out in different directions. It's just kind of like whoosh.
It's like a shower?
That ain't no straight stream. It's a whoosh. It's like, yeah, sometimes it's so big, I need one of those works aero carts
to protect my head. Those new wheelbarrows.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to wear that over my head so you don't piss all over me.
Well, look, that's another use for it. Now 9-in-1.
Only $160 at Home Depot. You know, sometimes, I'm Brian, the idiot that called yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I put old English, I rub it all over my penis,
mm-hmm.
so it looks like oak.
Yeah.
And I let woodpeckers go at it. Gotta go now. Brian and Mommy out of the idiot that called yesterday.
Yeah.
Out.
Thank you, Brian. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. Get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next for all things Talk Radio 1190. Go to 1190TalkRadio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
Don't forget, 1190, 50,000 watts, 7 o'clock. Thank you.
The Metroplex.